not asking him to be Corbin. We're just asking him to be Weston and steer the ship. And so far, he's done a really good job of that.
Right. He's got some great skill people around him. Brock Holmes had a huge game last week. Jack Meyercorth, his numbers probably aren't what you might expect this year, but he's just so talented. I bet he gets a lot of attention, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, Jack, we don't, you know, we're not the same team as we were last year in terms of, like, our, you know, explosive, you mm-hmm. know, throwing the ball type of team, but we are, I think our run game has been really good this year. So we just have to try to be creative in ways that we get Jack the ball, because he demands a lot of attention out there on the outside. Yeah. No matter where he's at, they're going to guard him. They're going to put their best skills guy on him. Jack's been able to make some plays on those kids, but we've had teams, you know, that have posed some fits on us this year. So we have had to make sure, we get Jack in the right spots. And we, you know, that takes some thought process for us week to week on how we can get him the ball. But he's responded well to it. He's played well on defense. He's, you know, he's made plays when we've asked him to or needed him to. So he's responded well to it, and he accepts that, you know, accepts the challenge every week. And, you know, Weston does a good job of trying to get him the ball too. So mm-hmm. We've got other options too. You know, Tayden Cook's out there, which helps right. alleviate some of the pressure on Jack. So, you know, we've got some stuff that we can do. And, but, yeah, no, the defense does account for Jack, that's for sure.
All right. Now, what I hear when I talk to other coaches that play Rockport, man, that offensive line is good. Tell me about those guys.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we got some big guys up front, Ryder Heron, Gabe Gebhardt, Dayton Hayes, and Quentin Jackson. They do a really good job of, you know, opening holes for us, and they take ownership of their blocks and ownership of their mistakes. And so they do a really good job. Those guys are unsung heroes. They don't get the love, you know, on the stats or mm-hmm. Credit for the 500 yards rushing or whatever, but they're the reason that that's even possible for our team. So those guys, you know, work really hard. Our offensive line coaches do a good job trying to get them in the right spots and make sure we're blocking the right people. And they understand that, hey, there's some stuff that they need to get better at. There's some fundamental stuff that they're continuously trying to work at, but they have been the heart and soul of our team. There's no doubt. Those guys work really hard. They've gotten so much better from the start of the year. And I'm excited to see what else they can do this year.
All right. Tonight, Mound City is coming to town. The Panthers are 6-2. They're having a good year, a little bounce back for them this year. They're a team that you're playing. You play them all the time. It's a big rivalry. They'd love nothing more than to come in here tonight and ruin senior night and your undefeated regular season. And things like that have happened between these schools in the past both ways.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, they're going to come in. They're going to be riding high. They're going to want to knock us off here this week. So we've been stressing that all week. They're good at what they do. Coach Stanford does a really good job with his guys getting them ready to go. They got a ton of athletes too. So they've ran the same offense. I don't know for how many years, but they do a really good job. They're super disciplined, and so they'll do what they do, and we know what they're going to do. I think they know what we're going to do and who we're going to try to get the ball to. So, you know, it'll just be about execution and, you know, making sure we're trying to be the physical team. We do try to be that every week, but also just being disciplined ourselves and reading our keys and getting to the right spots on defense. I feel like we got a pretty decent plan, and I'm sure that, you know, they're going to have a good plan to stop us too. So, it'll be an exciting game. I think our guys just know what's, you know, our big rallying cry all week has just been finish the job. So finish out the season, we can get to the bye week and time off and, you know, get healthy and, move on to the next thing. So,
well, the fans may not be able to tell, Coach. Every team you played has come into a game with a plan to stop your team. However, 5 times you put 70 points up on the board. Now, some of that's got to be special teams, maybe some defensive scores in there, but still, it's an impressive number.
Yeah, no, I mean, we've scored a lot of different ways. We've scored on special teams. You know, Jack Barkworth scored several touchdowns on mm-hmm. returns or kickoff returns. And, you know, defense, we've had some stops and some pick sixes and things like that. So we've put up a lot of points, and our offense numbers, you know, in terms of where they rank might not always look like we're, scoring a ton of points or like we're some awesome offense, but I think we just, you know, we just do what we do. We try to do it well. We try to stay disciplined. We're trying to be physical up front. And, you know, we just collectively as a group, I've been very pleased with our growth throughout the year and our encouragement of each other and us taking ownership of our jobs. And because of that, I think we've, that and our leadership, our three captains have done a good job of keeping everybody focused. And I think those things, have attributed to us being 8-0 and, hopefully can help us go 1-0 this week.
All right, Coach, we're getting close to kickoff. One more question. Give me a couple of keys if things are going well tonight for the Blue Jays.
We just need to be disciplined on defense. We're going to have to make some tackles, you know. We'll have to do our jobs. That goes along with the discipline and make some tackles. And we got to protect the ball. We protect the ball and we're blocking the right people. I think we'll be all right. But it's going to be a challenge. It's going to be hard hitting, and we're just going to have to be ready to go.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking the time to visit with us. Good luck to the Blue Jays tonight.
All right, thanks, John. Appreciate it.
We'll be back. Look at the starting lineups on Sunny 101.3 after this two-minute timeout.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Falls City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Falls City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
From the first whistle to the final touchdown, Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska is proud to be a part of those big game day wins. With local roots and a lasting impact, we're more than just lumber and supplies. We're your home team, building projects, memories, and a stronger Yankton. Mead Lumber of Southeast Nebraska, building more than projects, building community.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, good evening, everybody from Rockport, Missouri. It is time for us in a few minutes to get the kickoff going here at Rockport Blue Jay Stadium tonight between the number one ranked Blue Jays, undefeated on the year, 8-0, and the 6-2 Mound City Panthers. Are getting ready for that. We're going to do the national anthem here. The band's going to play. We got closed windows. We can't hear them, so we'll take another quick 2-minute break. Be back to look at the starters coming up on Sunny 101.3.
This is a time to remind everyone.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Hey everybody, Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, your Gravely dealer. Come on in and check out our great selection of mowers. We've got 10 different models in stock, starting with the little ZT34 for that small yard, all the way up to our ProTurn 360 for the professional. Also, right now we've got 0% interest for 48 months with approved credit, so come on in and apply today or do it from the comfort of your home. We've got a great lineup, Come in, check them out today. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny, 101.3.
Back here at Rockport, let's take a look at the starting lineups tonight in our ball game. We'll go with Mound City first. I'm going to give you, they're only going to play eight at a time. I'm going to give you a few more they're going to play tonight. For the Panthers, they will go in the backfield with Creighton Raup. He is a senior. Nick Ivy, we expect to see him tonight, another senior for Mound City. We also expect to see Cole White in there tonight in the backfield. He is a sophomore. Up on the front line tonight, Grady Knapp, another sophomore. John Gard will play tight end and fullback tonight for Mound City. He is a junior. At one guard is Kate Gillenwater, who'll be on the left side, a junior. The right guard is Scott Manley. He is a junior. And at various times, depending on what Mound City's run, I think a couple different centers are going to play. Calvin Knowles is a senior. He was dinged up a few weeks ago, so they're also planning on playing a Rennick Raider tonight at center at times for the Mound City Panthers in this ball game.
For the Panthers defensively, they'll go with Liam Durd. There's a defensive back. He's just a freshman, but he has 47 tackles on the year. Henry Smith, who plays quarterback offensively, will start at safety for Mound City. Cole White is a cornerback. He's a sophomore. Creighton Raup, a defensive back, is a senior. Nick Ivy may play some defense here. We're not sure if he's going to be in the lineup for the starters. Grady Knapp is a linebacker, a sophomore. John Gard, also a linebacker. Linebacker is a junior. John Gard, the leading tackler for Mound City with 82 tackles, 49 of them unassisted. Scott Manley is a defensive end. He's a junior. Kate Gillenwater, a defensive end, a junior. And the nose guard is Kelvin Knowles. Knowles is a senior.
For the Rockport Blue Jays tonight, Coach Dalton Jones, he will go with this lineup. Up front, Gabe Gebhardt is a 230-pound senior. He's kind of a combination tackle and tight end for the Blue Jays. The other guards, Quentin Jackson, 185 and a senior, and Ryder Heron, a 265-pound senior. Dayton Hayes, a 230-pound junior. Jack Meyercourt will be at end tonight, 150-pound junior. The starting quarterback is Weston Amther, 160-pound junior. The I-back, Tayton Cook, 160 and a senior, and the fullback, Brock Holmes, 165-pound junior. You'll hear that name a lot tonight.
Oh, we've got the PA announcer right next to us. So hope he's not going to yell like that all night, John. We'll see. Let's take a look at the Rockport defense here. Jack Meyercourt will start at a defensive back. He's 150-pound junior. Tayton Cook is a linebacker, 160 and a senior. Brock Holmes, the other defensive back, 165 and a junior. Defensive tackle is Desmond Cheney, a junior, 160 pounds. Camden McEnany, defensive tackle, 175 and a senior. Quentin Jackson is a defensive tackle, 185 and a senior. Gabriel Gebhardt's 230 pounds and a junior, is a defensive end. And the other defensive end is Ryder Heron. Heron, a 265-pound senior. John, it's going to be a great evening here. 50 degrees at kickoff. Winds out of the east-southeast at 8 miles an hour. And should be a wonderful night for high school football here
beautiful.
In Rockport.
Well, it doesn't rain. Don't need that during the game, but that's if it does. We will survive it. Our presenting sponsor for football action is, of course, Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner. We thank them for bringing you all the action. Randy, common opponents this year for the two teams. They pretty much wiped them all out, Mound City and Rockport. Their only difference is in West Nottoway, Nottoway Holt, a win for Rockport, 74-28, and that's the one loss. The common opponents for Mound City, they lost to them 44-32 a couple of weeks back. So as far as common opponents, other than that, they've taken everybody else down that they played together. Tonight's game is not only a competitive contest between these two schools, but it's also an educational experience for the students involved. This high school activities are about learning life values. Your friend at Sunny 101.3 and the Missouri State High School Activities Association remind everyone to do their part in keeping our hometown sports positive experiences for everyone. When you attend your next game, do your part to help rekindle the spirit of citizenship by showing good sportsmanship. You'll be teaching a positive lesson, and you'll be presenting a proud tradition in the state of Missouri. Look at that. Corey in a box. I don't know how to open it. There you go. That's, yeah, well, there's always a troublemaker, isn't there?
Corey Wiles, the superintendent from Mountain City, our good friend, stopping by. We're having the meeting of the co-captains out here. We've had the coin toss. The toss is won by Mountain City. They have deferred their decision to the second half. It appears that Rockport will take the ball. They will be receiving and defending the north goal to our right. So it'll be Mountain City kicking from left to right to Rockport from south to north here at Rockport as we get underway this evening. High school football, again, our presenting sponsor is Mead Lumber Company. We thank them for their support of these broadcasts here on Sunny 101.3. I'm Randy Gatula, sitting alongside John Nixon tonight. Jeff Nichols is our producer-engineer tonight back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. Both teams gathered around their coaches, getting their final instructions. A quick update on Husker volleyball. The Nebraska women defeated Northwestern in set number one, 25-17 tonight. Last report, they were up a couple of points in the second set. So, handling the kickoff duties, I believe. Well, I'm going to wait until they line up out here for sure, John.
Looks 20, like 21?
Yeah, looks like doing the kicking for Mountain City will be Caleb Russell. Russell, just a freshman, doing the kicking. And back deep, Jack Meyercorth will be the deep man waiting to return this kickoff for the Rockport Blue Jays. We're ready to get underway and hear the call. The first quarter of play-by-play is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
All right, Mountain City. Ready? Place the ball down. We're playing eight-man football tonight. If you're just joining us here in Missouri, eight-man football. 40-yard field, 40-yard each side, an 80-yard field. We'll kick it off. Jack Meyercorth stands back at his own, just inside his own 10-yard line. He is probably one of the very best athletes in all of Northwest Missouri. Here is a low rolling kick picked up at about the 22-yard line. Coming back up the field
number two.
The football is going to be Logan Ellis. Ellis still on his feet. He's running right. He's running left. He's coming back across, holding on to that football, and he ends up out at about the 33-34-yard line.
Finally brought down by Scott Manley. Also in on the stop there was Caleb Russell, the kicker, to make that tackle for Mount City.
So it will be Rockport ball at their own. They're going to spot it on the 34-yard line. 11:50 to go here on the first possession of the ball game. Weston Anther, first-year starter. So far, he's 8-0. He's doing pretty good. He'll line him up in the pistol. Back to either side of him. A man split wide to the near left side of the field as they go right to left. The handoff going right straight ahead, and Mountain City says we'll have none of that as they will bring down Brock Holmes. Or no, they bring down Jack Meyercorth after a short gain. He snuck in there in the backfield.
It was Kate Tubbs along with Nick Ivey that teamed up to make the tackle there. We're just underway, 11:30 to play here in the first quarter. No score. We're in Rockport, Missouri tonight. The Rockport Blue Jays and the Mountain City Panthers.
Spot the ball at 35 now, so we'll line the Blue Jays up with a receiver, a wingback on the right side. Pistol set, wide receiver left. Hand the ball straight ahead to Brock Holmes. He's just powering his way forward out across the line of scrimmage at 35 to about the 38-39-yard line.
No surprise, John Guard there to make the solo stop. Had a little help later, but Guard on the tackle. He's the leading tackler on this Mountain City team. 82 stops on the season, John.
He's a good ball player. All right, third down and five for Rockport. Meyercorth this time splitting wide to the right. We'll bring him near man to the left. That's Taden Cook. One setback in there. That, of course, is Holmes. In the pistol is Anther. Anther back, looks to pass. He looks left. He fires down the sideline, and it is in and out of the hands of a defensive back intended down the field there for Taden Cook, and a good defensive play by the Panthers.
Boy, that pass very nearly intercepted by Liam Durr. Durr's just a freshman defensive back, and I thought he was going to pull that one down. He went up in front of the intended receiver and had his both hands on it, just couldn't gather it in.
It's going to be interesting to see here, Randy. A lot of these Missouri eight-man teams, they have a real aversion to punting the football. And here we go. Fourth down and five, and the Rockport Blue Jays are lined up to go from their own 39-yard line. Snap it back, hand it off to Holmes. He runs right. He's hit, and he is going to be, I think, just short.
No, he's got it.
Oh,
he's clear out there.
Okay.
It looked like he was going to go down just shy of the 35-yard line there, but he actually got across and picked up first down yardage. Again, up there involved in the stop was John Gard for the Mound City Panthers.
Holmes needed five. He got six. Now the ball at the Mound City 35-yard line, first down and 10. Running back, left side, right in front of the quarterback. Now they'll hand it off, and they take it to Holmes. He is hit and driven back. No gain on the play if they gave him forward progress.
Grady Knapp was waiting for him there that time. Knapp, a sophomore, had him in a big old bear hug as he received the handoff. Barely got his hands on the football, and Knapp had him already wrapped up.
It's the play the coach told me about was so successful last week. He said they call that buck, and the gunner tried to squeeze that end on the defensive side. He ran that for over 500 yards last week.
Knapp was ready for it on that one.
Split man wide right side, Jack Meyercourt. Same formation. Panther takes a handoff straight ahead. Goes Brock Holmes. Hit and knocked down after a short gain of two, maybe three on the play.
John Gard had a big old handful of jersey there, John, and just pulled him back. And again, Gard there on the tackle. We're going to be calling his name a lot defensively. I can tell that right now. 9-12 to play here in the first quarter. No score. First possession for the Rockport Blue Jays.
It's pretty easy so far, Randy. Holmes runs it, Gard tackles him, and we don't need to know much else right now.
Pretty much sums it up so far.
Weston Amthert's got the play from the sideline. Leading up over the football will be Dayton Hayes, a 230-pound junior at center. The offensive line has done way, way good work this year for Rockport. Here's a man wide open, Cook on the right side. He is at the 10, 5, hit, and stumbles his way into the end zone. Touchdown, Rockport, from 33 yards away. It will be Weston Amther to Tayden Cook for 33 yards and our first score of the ball game here tonight. 1-10, 8:39 to go here in the first period. And we got our first score of the night, a two-point conversion try coming here. Seven-play drive that time for Rockport. That might be an extended drive for them this year. Split a man left for the two-point try. They'll give it to Holmes. He spins his way in across the goal line, and it's 8-0. Rockport with the lead. Will return to Rockport after this 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. This is a time to remind everyone of the importance of early detection. Regular screenings and mammograms can save lives by catching cancer at its earliest, most treatable stages. So talk to your healthcare provider and encourage those you love to make their health a priority. Nemaha County Hospital encourages proactive healthcare and is here to support your health needs. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Falls City and Auburn. Rockport getting on the board, a 7-play, 46-yard drive, capped off with a 33-yard pass from Amthor to Tayden Cook. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion. Rockport goes up 8-0 with 8:39 to play here in the first quarter.
Kicking it off, Tayden Cook, and back deep is Liam Durr. The ball rolls, so he picks it up at the 3. 5-10, up the middle of the 15, into traffic, 20. Still on his feet, and he'll fight his way forward across the 20 to the 21-yard line, where Mound City will have it first down and 10.
Gabriel Gebhardt's leading the stop there for the Rockport Blue Jays.
8:32 to go in this first period. 8-0, Rockport with the lead, and we are set for Mound City's first possession of the night. Henry Smith, quarterback, over 600 yards rushing on the year for the Panthers. He's under center. They do that a lot. You don't see a lot anymore. He'll hand it off. Ralph tries out the
fumble.
Left side. The ball's loose. Rockport says they have it. They come out with the football, and all the guys in the striped shirts agree. Rockport gets the first big break of the game.
That ball popped out of there into the air, right into the arms of Ryder Heron. Ryder Heron, a 265-pound senior in there defensively. He grabbed that ball out of the air, John. It didn't go to the ground.
That is not a good start. Rockport will have it at the Mound City 20-yard line.
This is not an offense that you want to hand the ball to on your own 20-yard
no,
line, John.
No, certainly not. First and 10 at the Mound City 20, already 8-0 Rockport. We got 8:27 to go in this first period. Line him up, and the back went one way. The quarterback looked the other. Now he is scrambling and looking, wants to throw. Still on his feet, moving forward. He takes a dive and gets down on 21. He'll lose a yard. He turned around, and there was nobody there.
Yeah, John, obviously a broken play. He turned to his right. Anthor looked around, and that's got to be a lonely feeling when there's no running back there. He scrambled around a bit, looked downfield for a receiver, couldn't find anyone, and finally just tried to dive back to get to the original line of scrimmage. Ended up losing a yard. The ball out at the 21-yard line. 7:59 to play first quarter. 8-0. Rockport on top.
Where did he go, Coach? Where did he go? Jack Meyercore splits wide right for the Blue Jays. Anther turns around and looks to Brock Holmes, said, which way are you going? Got a blocker on the left side of the backfield, kind of a wing position. Now they run into each other in the backfield. And going straight ahead with the football will be Holmes after contact with his quarterback. He'll be down to the 18-yard line and pick up a three.
And guess who? John Gard was there to make the tackle. That is his third unassisted tackle of the night already.
So it's going to bring up a third down and 8 now for the Rockport Blue Jays. No doubt in four down territory.
What we have here is a failure to communicate.
Well,
two plays in a row.
Maybe they talk too much or they're visiting again in the backfield. And third, looking over to the sideline, talking to Holmes. Now Holmes steps up in front of the quarterback, running back on each side, fake the handoff to him. And Anther looking, scrambling, there's a flag down. Anther's going to run left. He's going to step out of bounds inside the 10, but that's probably coming back.
Yeah, you're going to see a holding call back out near the 20-yard line where that flag was thrown. Holding is the call against Rockport. 6:53 to go, first quarter. If you're just checking in, 8-0, the Rockport Blue Jays scored on their opening possession as they marched right down the field and put together a 46-yard drive in 7 plays.
So the ball will be moved back from the 18. Should go back to the 28. Let's see. There you go. So brings up third down now. They need to get down to the 10-yard line.
About 18 yards to go here.
Here we go. Third and 18, Rockport. Two receivers, one to either side of the field. Motion man across is Meyercore. Anther takes the hand, takes the snap, hands it off. Brock Holmes runs straight ahead. Didn't get far. Now he pops out. The ball popped loose. Everybody diving for it on the far right side of the formation. Mound City says they have it.
Yeah,
the guy in the striped shirt says no.
Meyercore fell on the football and got the fumble recovery. There to make the tackle for Mound City was Creighton Ralph. Ralph had the stop, spun the ball carrier around, and actually stripped him of the football.
A gain of a couple. Will bring up 4th and 16. The ball spotted now at the 26-yard line.
Again, you called it. They don't like to punt the ball.
No, no.
Not especially not down
there. Well, not from here anyway.
Yeah.
We're going to split out wide right. Meyercore, and I believe that is Cook out there with him.
Yeah, Cook's in the slot right.
Holmes on the right side, and Anther takes the snap in the shotgun, throws it short. Caught, but just for a gain of a couple as Meyercore had to dive to the ground to make the catch. The ball will go to Mound City on downs.
Now they'll take it over on downs. They'll start this drive 1st and 10 from their own 24-yard line. 5:48 to play in the first quarter here at Rockport, 8-0. The Rockport Blue Jays on top.
So the fumble did not cost the Mound City Panthers that time. Good news for the Panthers and their fans. Rockport will give them the ball at the 24-yard line. Mound City on their own end of the field here with 5:48 to go in quarter number one. Line them up, split back set. Henry Smith, sophomore quarterback, backhand is straight ahead to Creighton Ralph, and Creighton finds tough going up the middle. I don't know if he got anything.
Well, Ralph was met immediately as he got the handoff. The first guy to get a hand on him there again was Ryder Heron. Heron weighs 265 pounds, John, and he plays a defensive end. That's a pretty good size defensive end over there.
Smith under center, split the backs again. Now, he will run it right, that quarterback bootleg around the right side. There's nowhere for Henry Smith to go. He is knocked down, and it looks like he's going to lose a yard on the play. It'll bring up third down and 11.
Textbook tackle by Tayden Cook. Cook's 160-pound senior, wrapped up with both arms around the legs and took the ball carrier to the turf.
Mount City in kind of an interesting position here. They are locked into the third position in the playoffs for the district. No matter what happens tonight, it's not going to change. They may not want to show a whole lot. As we know, Coach Stanford's got a lot of strange plays he will pull out of his hat every once in a while. Near right side hash, third down and 11 now. Back, give it to Ralph. Runs inside, gets off one tackle, bounces outside, gets hit again, and dropped for a loss on the play. Back near the 20-yard line.
Ralph just could not get away over there on the far side as reaching down and getting him around the ankles was Camden McEnany. McEnany had him wrapped up and spun him down.
Right now, Mount City's got four rushes for minus 5 yards in this ball game, and Ralph will line up to punt the football. That puts the ever-dangerous Jack Meyercorth back at his own 30-yard line to receive it. Ralph looking, deciding. Now, it's all the way up the line of scrimmage. Now he hits it, and he punts it well over the head. Meyercourt back inside his 10. He slides down, gets back up, picked it up at the 4-yard line. He's the 10, 15, breaks a tackle, and is finally corralled out at the 18-yard line.
I'll tell you, he's tough to bring down, but if anybody's going to get him, it's John Guard. Guard with the unassisted tackle there again, his fourth of the evening.
That was a heck of a punt. And the play that Meyercourt, he slid down like going into second base, popped back up, and caught the ball on the roll.
Oh, the punter was, he went through so many gymnastics back there in the backfield, you couldn't tell if he was going to run the ball, throw the ball, and then at the last minute decided to finally go ahead and kick it away.
He almost punted from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, he was close.
Hamther in the pistol, receiver to the left side, turn, give it to Brock Holmes, up the middle he goes, and he is powering his way across the 25 to about the 26, a gain of 8 on first
Brock
down.
Brock Holmes carried three tacklers with him there, John Guard, Kelvin Knowles teamed up to make the tackle that time from Mound City.
All right, here we go now, second and 2 out of the 26-yard line, Blue Jay football, Meyercourt wide right. Oops, what we got? Just a little chat going on between a couple players. There we go. And it's straightforward again. And it's going to be a run again for Holmes. And he'll have the first down out to the 29-yard line.
It was Kelvin Knowles, the nose guard. He's a senior that made the stop that time on Holmes. Holmes is not easy to bring down. Even when Knowles had him wrapped up, he was still trying to drag the would-be tackler along with him on the turf.
I say this, he's only 165 pounds. He must be just tough as nails. Line him up this time. 3 men in the backfield, counting the quarterback. Hitting that pistol set, middle of the field, going right to left, 2:51 to go, first quarter. And they're back to pass. He rolls right, and he's going to go past the line of scrimmage, be taken down on the far Mound City sideline after a gain of 3 or 4.
That was Liam Durr, the freshman defensive back, stepping up again there to make the tackle for Mound City. Durr, just a freshman, not a very big kid down there, but very active on the defensive side of the ball for the Panthers.
4-yard pickup makes it 2nd and 6 out to the 33-yard line. Rockport on their own side of midfield at the moment. Come over the football, split man wide to the right side. Again, Brock Holmes, a junior running back, lining up behind the quarterback in the pistol. Snap it. Holmes, straight ahead, runs out of a tackle. He gets first down yardage. He's across midfield into Panther territory at their 37-yard line, a gain of 10 yards.
It was Henry Smith, the safety, had to come up and lead the tackle that time for Mount City. Got some help from his friend, Scott Manley, stepped in also, but for the most part, Henry Smith on that tackle.
Second first down of the drive for Rockport, puts the ball in Mount City territory.
Under 2 minutes to go here now in the first quarter. 1:50, clock running, 8-0. Rockport on top.
All right, the Blue Jays over the ball. Pistol, turn, Brock Holmes runs right, breaks free. He's at the 30, the 25, and he is brought down right at the 20-yard line, a gain of 17 more.
Henry Smith with a last-chance open field tackle there. Smith misses that tackle. He's gone to the races.
The one-legged tackle getting in there. Not easy to bring anybody down like that out there all by yourself on that side.
Well, Brock Holmes came into this game with 1,371
137 carries, 1,518 rushing yards, and 33 touchdowns, and it's easy to see why.
Yes, it certainly is. And a lot of those were playing half a game. Turn, snap the ball. Holmes takes it over to the left side behind the guard over here this time, and he'll be inside the 20 and down to the 17, a gain of about three more.
We're back to that same call. Holmes on the carry, John Guard on the tackle. Guard's fifth solo tackle of the night tonight already in this ballgame.
This also makes it easy on us. I'm all for it.
Same thing over and over. Down under a minute to play here now in the first quarter. Just 49 seconds showing to go.
Blue Jays turn out of the huddle. This time we'll bring Tayden Cook wide to the left side of the field. Meyer Kurth is in the backfield this time, lined up over there on the right side of the quarterback. And it's Holmes on a misdirection. A little crossbuck action in the backfield, inside the 15, and short of a first down this time.
Grady Knapp was the first man to wrap him up, spun him around, and then Scott Manley came up and put the finishing touches on the tackle on Holmes.
It's going to be a four-yard pickup this time, and it brings up a third and three at the Panther 13-yard line. We may get a play on her. Yes, we will, I think, before the end of the quarter. Meyer Kurth splits out right. Blue Jays over the ball, calling the count, hand it off to Holmes, straight forward he goes, hit at the line of scrimmage, and he's going to be a yard short of first down yardage.
Calvin Knowles on the tackle. That's the end of the first quarter. Rockport up 8-0. We'll take a one-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska, is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
After one quarter in Rockport, number one Rockport Blue Jays 8, Mound City 0. It's 4th-and-1 for the Blue Jays at the Panther 11-yard line with your second quarter of action tonight. Here's Randy Gatula.
All right, Weston Anthor is your quarterback. He brings the Blue Jays up to the line of scrimmage. Again, as John said, 4th-down-and-1 at the 11. Anthor sets a little shotgun formation with Holmes set in the backfield behind him. Takes a snap, gives to Holmes off the right side, turns a corner at the 5, and he'll go into the end zone, standing up for the touchdown. Rockport goes up 14-0 here with 11:56 to play in this quarter.
So that was 8 carries on that drive for Brock Holmes. He took all but one play and ran it in there for the Blue Jays, and now 14-0, they go for two here with just 4 seconds gone by in quarter number two.
Didn't take them long moving into this quarter to put points on the board.
No, it did not.
They'll come over the football again. Anthor is the quarterback. Holmes is set behind him as the running back. Kind of a little pistol set. Now Holmes moves up and sets on his right side. He calls his count, has a snap, gift to Holmes. He'll run toward the pylon on the left side. He's going to be hit and stop short. The conversion attempt fails, and the score stands 14-0. Rockport on top. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Time for another Scoring Drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That Scoring Drive took 9 plays to cover 62 yards, capped off with an 11-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes. The conversion failed, and Rockport goes up 14-0 with 11:56 to play here in the second quarter. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Going to be driven deep. Return man fields the ball at the 1. He'll bring it out to the 5. That's Dirt out to the 10. Turns to the right across the 15. Can't quite get to the 20. He's taken out of bounds around the 19-yard line. Dirt on the return. It'll be 1st and 10 at the 19 for the Mount City Panthers.
Jack Meyer, of course, stayed home on the coverage that time. He was the only guy over there on that left side of the defense. Had Dirt been able to get around him, it was going to be a foot race to the end zone.
So the Rockport Blue Jays, undefeated coming into this one, 8-0, have opened up a 14-0 lead here very early in this second quarter. Henry Smith, as the Panthers huddled up, brings him over the football at the 19-yard line, spot the football on the right side hash mark. They move from our right to left from north to south. Henry Smith has split backs behind him, takes the snap and whistles sound, flags fly before the play can unfold.
And the man in the striped shirt says...
Man in the white hat's the one I'm trying to...
Yeah, I see, and there he is. Offsides, Rockport.
Yeah, well, that'll assist the Mound City Panthers, give them a 5-yard mark off here. It'll be 1st and 5 now, with the football moved out to the 24-yard line is where they'll spot it. 11:48 to go in the second quarter. We're live in Rockport, Missouri tonight. Missouri 8-man football coming your way on Sunny 101.3. 1st and 5 at the 24. Henry Smith is the quarterback with split backs behind him. Ralph and White are split back there calling his count as Smith pitches the ball back to Cole White. White runs to the right. He's going to bounce out of bounds short of the 1st down marker. Just shy of the 30-yard line.
Meyer, of course, is over there waiting on him. I think they ended up out of bounds before that, so a gain of 4.
After the carry for 4 yards, it'll be 2nd down and 1 to go now. 2nd down and 1 yard. Football is spotted at the 28-yard line. He needs a yard to get the 1st down. Quarterback is Henry Smith. He's a sophomore signal caller. He splits the backs in the backfield behind him with a double tight end formation. Steps under center. Henry Smith calling his cadence on 2nd and 1. Has a snap. Rolls to his right himself. He's got the 1st down yardage. He's out across the 30-yard line. Dives out to the 31 or about the 32 they're going to give him. And it'll be a 1st and 10 for Mound City.
Brock Holmes gets the tackle there on the Panther quarterback. That's the first down of the ball game for Mound City.
So spot the football on the right side hash mark at the 32-yard line. Mound City moving right to left from north to south. Quarterback is Henry Smith. Got some subs coming in, bringing the play in from the sideline. Clock is running, 10:51 to play here in the second quarter. If you're just checking in with us, Rockport up 14-0. Smith brings him to the line of scrimmage with a double tight end formation, split backs in the backfield behind him. Calling his starting count, he turns, goes off to the running back, coming around from right to left. Not a lot of running room, tries to get to the sideline. Carrying the football there is Creighton Ralph, and Ralph is taken out of bounds. Looks like Holmes.
Yeah, it was. He's having a big night, both sides of the ball so far. Ralph nowhere really to run that time. It'll be 2nd and 10.
All right.
Over at Fairbury, our game over on KTNC, our sister station tonight. No score after 1 quarter to Jeffs and the Falls City Tigers tonight.
All right, 2nd down and 10 yards to go now. The line of scrimmage is at the 32-yard line. Quarterback Henry Smith has Clayton Ralph, a late entry in this play, as he trots out there and lines up. They turn, give it to Ralph. Ralph runs up the middle, fights forward. He's got the football across the 35-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 4 on the carry. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 6 yards to go for the Panthers.
Camden McEnany hit him first that time, and Holmes helped wrap it up at the end.
Clock shows 10:15 to go here now in this second quarter. 14-0, Rockport on top, Mound City with the football. Facing 3rd down and 6, the football at the 36-yard line, their own 36. It's on the left hash mark, wide side of the field to their right. Henry Smith brings him to the line of scrimmage, just a sophomore signal caller here. Same formation, ends are in tight, backs are split behind Smith. Flag is thrown as the play unfolds. They blew the whistle and blew it dead before it got underway.
Well, I see while you're getting that, Nebraska volleyball rolls another opponent tonight. Beat Northwestern 3-0, 3 sets, 25 each, 17-13 and 17.
Nice job by the Lady Huskers. They keep that win streak intact.
31 straight sets now.
Yeah. Off sides was the call against Rockport. A 5-yard penalty moves the football into Rockport territory now, down to the 39-yard line, where it'll be third down and one. So Rockport with a couple of miscues on this drive, helping out the Mountain City offensive effort. Third down and one from the 39 of the Blue Jays. They take the snap, fake the handoff. In trouble, they throw the ball over. Pass is going to be complete. Ball, the receiver down the right sideline. And
Wesley,
he's going to be
Bryant.
Bryant taken down near the 5-yard line. He had a lot of running room down that right sideline. Wesley Bryant, a wide receiver. He's a senior and did a great job. He's got the ball all the way down to the 5, John.
Meyercourt with a good job there on the play.
So it'll be first down and goal now. Mountain City trying to get things tightened up here, trailing 14-0, 9:22 to play in the second quarter here at Rockport. In a reminder, the Fall City Tigers at Fairbury tonight. That game can be heard over on KTNC. Henry Smith, first and goal at the 5-yard line, steps under center. Hands under center, takes a snap, keeps it himself, rolls right. Nowhere to go. He's going to be stopped for a loss. Looks like they drove him out back around the 7-yard line. He's going to lose a couple yards on the carry.
Caden Cook said, "We'll have none of this, sir." Out of bounds he goes, and you can't go back for nothing. You just feel they have to score this drive, Randy.
Yeah, pretty important here. It looks like a loss of 3. They're going to put the football back out to the 8-yard line. That was a good defensive effort there on the part of Rockport. Just nowhere for Henry Smith to go on that keeper. It's on the right hash mark at the 8-yard line, second down and goal. Raup sets on the left, White on the right, or the running back. Back to pass. They're going to throw into the end zone, and the pass incomplete. Intended down there for Liam Durr, the freshman. He had his hands on it. There were a couple of defenders in the area, just could not gather it in, John.
Durr was back here with Logan Ellis defensively for the Blue Jays, and Durr's quite an athlete. He's got some real vertical jumping ability there. He got way up in the air and almost caught that.
Not a big guy. He's only a freshman, but very athletic, as you can see from that. So the incompleted pass stops the clock with 8:41 to go here in the first half, second quarter. It's third down and goal at the 8-yard line. Amthor calls his count. Miscues all over the place. The left end looked like he went early there.
But he fell down.
Just lost his balance. That would be Liam Durr, who we just talked about.
He moved the running back, went with him.
Now, that's going to be a 5-yard penalty against the Mountain City Panthers. Well, maybe I got ahead of myself here. Let's see.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. 5-yard penalty against the Panthers. So what was a first and goal at the 5, John, has turned into third and goal at the 13. Not working well here for the Panthers. They had an excellent opportunity after the big pass completion to Durr, got it all the way to the 5-yard line.
They've got more room to run their pass better now, right?
Now, third down and goal at the 13, ball on the right hash mark. Again, Mountain City moving from our right to left, from north to south. Henry Smith is the quarterback. Split backs, double tight end set we've been seeing all night on third and goal. Back to pass to Smith. Pressure's there. Throws it to the right corner. Near the pylon, the defenders had fallen down. Both receivers stood there and looked at one another as the ball went right between them and hit the turf.
John Gard, I believe, was the intended receiver that time, but the ball got off the side a little bit, and he didn't go after, neither did his teammate.
So a big defensive stand here for Rockport. Pretty important that Mountain City do something with that when they had it first and goal at the 5, but now they're facing fourth down and goal with the football at the 13-yard line on the right hash. Again, under center, as per usual, is Henry Smith taking the snap. Smith is back to pass. He's under all kinds of pressure, in trouble, taken out of bounds for another loss on the play. They'll turn it over on downs. And, John, what started as first and goal at the 5 ends up with a turnover on downs at about the 18-yard line. That did not go well.
No, the two ends, Ryder Heron and Gabe Gebhardt, got in there, and they were all over the Panther quarterback.
So the Rockport Blue Jays will take possession of the football. Going to have a timeout taken on the field. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, John Nixon, back with you here in Rockport, Missouri. 8:31 to play in the first half, second quarter. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the Mount City Panthers 14-0, our score. Mount City has just turned the ball over on downs at the 18-yard line. That's where Rockport will begin this drive. Weston Amthor is your quarterback. Brock Holmes, the running back. You'll hear a lot from him. Taden Cook, the blocking back, set in there. Amthor sets in kind of a pistol set with Holmes set behind him. Brock Holmes, the leading rusher. They give it to Holmes. He runs off to the right side, broke one tackle, got away from another man across the 20. 25 out to the 30. Midfield to the 40. It's a foot race at the 30. The 25. They chase him down and make the tackle around the 11 or 12-yard line.
Ralph able to run him down, and Holmes did a good job trying to get away from him. He ran halfway across the field after he got away, but they got him corralled. He had four Mound City Panthers, got hands on him. He got away from all of them.
I can see right now why Brock Holmes came in here with 1,500 yards rushing. He's piling up the yards here already tonight. So the line of scrimmage is at the 13-yard line is where they mark it. It'll be first down and 10 for the Blue Jays. Weston Amthor, the quarterback. Amthor in that pistol formation, calling his count, has the snap, gives again to Holmes. Holmes this time hitting the backfield, got away, fights his forward inside the 10, spins down to about the 6-yard line. For all practical purposes, they had him caught in the backfield, and he somehow escaped and got forward for a nice gain.
Picks up about 6. John Gard ends up with him. What's more impressive, Randy, is just running ability or his maneuverability to get away from the defenders.
Well, he's a shifty ball carrier, that's for sure. Second down now and 4 yards to go after that gain of 6. The line of scrimmage is at the 6-yard line. Second and 4 at the 6. Weston Amthor is your QB. Wide receiver wide to the right is Meyercorth. Turns, gives to Holmes right into the middle. Holmes fighting near the goal line, and did he get in? I don't believe. Looks like they stopped him just shy, perhaps.
Looked like he was going to get there. Durr in there on the tackle for Mound City. Guard there as well.
He ended up in the end zone, but they say a knee must have touched sooner. The question is, did he get the first down?
First and goal.
Now, first and goal at the 2-yard line. So Rockport down here knocking at the door, already up 14-0. Quarterback, Amthor, calls the count, gives to Holmes. Holmes bulldozes his way in, and it'll be a 2-yard touchdown run by Holmes for the TD. 2-yard score comes with 7 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Brock Holmes, his second rushing touchdown of the evening for the Blue Jays. The score goes to 20-0. All right. Weston Amthor in that pistol set. Meyercorth split wide right. Holmes behind him. They give to Holmes. Holmes right into the middle. He'll go in there easily this time. Holmes carries for the 2-point conversion, and the score now moves to 22-0 with 7:02 to play here in the first half. We'll take a 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all, just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Brats, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. That scoring drive took only 4 plays to go 62 yards, capped off with a 2-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Rockport goes up 22-0 with 7:02 to play here in the second quarter. In this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Here's the ensuing kickoff, ready to kick it away.
Back deep, that's Durr's going to retrieve it at the 4. He comes out to the 5, to the 10. He's at the 15. Hit there, dives across the 15, and taken down around the 17-yard line. Liam Durr on the return there for the Mound City Panthers.
Whole pile of defenders there for the Blue Jays that time, including on the stop. Don't have that number. They have Blaze Krogan in there, freshman, on the stop that time, and perhaps that was Camden McEnany, 28, I saw.
So the line of scrimmage is going to be at the 17-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Mound City Panthers. Henry Smith is your quarterback. Ralph and White are the running backs. Tight ends, John Gard lines up on the right side. Grady Knapp, a sophomore, is the receiver as a tight end on the left. Same formation we've seen all night, double tight ends, split backs in the backfield. Quarterback, Henry Smith, takes the snap. Smith drops back, wants to throw the ball, has it complete out here to Ralph. Creighton Ralph down the left sideline. He's across the 20, across the 25, out to the 30-yard line and taken out of bounds just shy of the 30. I think they're going to mark it at about the 29-yard line is where they say he stepped out.
McEnany gets the tackle this time for the Blue Jays after a nice gain for the Panthers.
So the new line of scrimmage now is the 29-yard line, first down and 10. Mound City has fallen behind here to the undefeated Rockport Blue Jays, 22-0, with 6:45 left to play in the first half of this one. Henry Smith looks at four down linemen now from the Blue Jays, takes a snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's got some running room. He's got the ball out across the 35, near the 40, and taken down just shy of the 40-yard line. John, I think he's got enough for a first down.
Meyercourt got there with him, and McEnany again on the stop for the Rockport Blue Jays, and it's going to be a gain right at 10 yards, just what he needed.
And the football, as we said, at the 39-yard line, 6.5 minutes to go now here in the first half, 22-0, the Rockport Blue Jays leading the Mound City Panthers. They come over the football. Henry Smith is your quarterback. Smith, again, looks at four down linemen on the rushing there for Rockport. Smith has the snap, keeps it himself, fakes a handoff, turns it upfield. He's got some running room, and he's going to get close to another 10 yards. I believe he's going to get a gain of about 9 on this one, down to the 32-yard line. It'll bring up second down and 1 now for the Mound City Panthers.
Meyercourt will push him out of bounds, 1 yard short of the first down. Randy, how many times have we called that quarterback bootleg for Mound City over the years?
Yeah, you'd think they'd know that one's coming, wouldn't you? Second down and 1. The football is spotted at the 32-yard line of Rockport on the right side hash mark. Mound City moving from right to left. Henry Smith is under center on second and 1, takes the snap. Fakes the handoff. This time he keeps it himself. He'll get the first down and then some. He's going to be taken out of bounds. They're going to mark him down around the 26-yard line. It'll be a first and 10 for Mound City. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. John Nixon seated alongside Jeff Nichols, our producer-engineer tonight back at the Sunny 101.3 studios. That's the cast of characters involved in this one.
Good job breaking a tackle there by Smith. Got out of bounds on the far side, and the Panthers get a new set of downs to try to get on that end zone.
Right side hash mark, 26-yard line, the line of scrimmage. Here come the Panthers over the football. Henry Smith calling his cadence, has the snap, turns just to his running back. Nowhere to go for Creighton Ralph. They had Ralph wrapped up before he almost got the football. Huge loss on the play. They're going to drop him way back outside the 30 at about the 32-yard line. John, he's going to lose 6 yards.
Tayden Cook came shooting in there. Went right past any blockers and got around the ankles and knocked him down immediately.
So it'll bring up second down and 16 yards to go now for the Panthers. 5 minutes, 33 seconds to play in the first half here at Rockport. 22-0, Blue Jays leading Mound City. Panthers over the ball on second down and 16. Henry Smith is the quarterback. Now the official steps in here and seems to be an equipment issue perhaps. Maybe some blood showing on the arm. They're going to ask one of the defenders, Tayden Cook, to leave the ball game for a moment. Cook will leave the ball game. Second down and 16 now. Again, Henry Smith steps up under center. He's calling his cadence. Smith has the snap, turns, gives off again to Ralph, and once again, nowhere to go. Back-to-back plays where Creighton Ralph, actually, John, the defender, arrived before the football. They're all over him on the handoff there.
Weston Amthor got in there, and also coming in was Gabe Gebhard to get the stop.
Loss of another yard. That puts the football out to the 17, almost the 18-yard line. It'll be second down and 17 yards to go. Under 5 minutes to play here now in this period. 4:49 clock running in the second quarter. Mound City Panthers moving backward on this possession. Third down and long, an obvious passing situation. Henry Smith will call his cadence and take the snap, wants to throw. The pressure's coming. Smith got rid of it. He had a receiver pass intercepted by Meyercourt. Did he get it in bounds? I think he did.
Yeah, Meyercourt picks off his seventh pass of the season. He leads eight-man football in Missouri. Was tied or at six with number one in the state going into this game. That's number seven on the year.
So Jack Meyercourt with the interception gives the football back over to the Rockport Blue Jays. They're already up 22-0 here with 4:31 to play in the first half. We're live tonight in Rockport. The Blue Jays will come over the football. Weston Amthor, the quarterback. Again, Brock Holmes, the big running back that has all the yardage here. He lines up in the backfield. They give it to Holmes. Holmes starts to his left, then comes right. Broke a tackle. Fights across the 20. Got his way out to about the 23-yard line before he's wrapped up there. And there's John Guard again, John.
Yep, Guard in there for Mound City. Along that time with Scott Manley again.
So the gain on the play will give him about four on the carry. It'll bring up second down and a long 6 yards to go, almost seven. The new line of scrimmage is the 23-yard line is where they'll spot it. Substitutes checking in back into the ball game now for Rockport. Comes Logan Ellis as he checks in. Wide receiver goes wide to the left. That's Jack Meyercourt. Tight end set to the right. Shotgun formation, handoff to Holmes. Holmes, this time, is going to be met and dropped. Pretty good job there by Cole White. He wrapped him up.
Cole did a nice job that time, but still, even doing a nice job, you give up 3 yards on the play. Holmes just always going forward every time.
Yeah, well, it looks like you made a pretty good play on Holmes. Then you look around and say, well, he got 3 yards on it.
So. Yeah.
Third down and 3 yards to go from the 26-yard line now on the right hash at the 26, their own 26. The Blue Jays come over the ball. Holmes shifts to the right side of the quarterback, Amthor. Handoff goes to Holmes. He tries to go to the corner to the left. This time they're going to wrap him up and stop him short of the first down yardage. He'll get about a yard. He needed three. It's going to bring up fourth down and two with the football now spotted at the 27-yard line.
White got there first against Scott Manley on the stop for the Panthers.
Hope you're enjoying the broadcast tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Tomorrow we'll have University of Nebraska football over on KTNC. Kickoff at 11 o'clock. Pre-game show begins at 9 a.m. on KTNC. Fourth down and two from the 27-yard line, the line of scrimmage. Weston Amthor in the pistol has the, oh, he had a high snap but got it down and gave it to Holmes. His running back is going to have first down yardage out across the 30 to the 32-yard line. John, that snap almost got away from Amthor.
Pretty close. Calvin Knowles able to get him stopped long enough for help to get there for the Panther defense.
So the football spotted now at the 32-yard line, first down and 10 for the Blue Jays. They've got 2:27 left with which to work here in the first half, leading 22-0. Weston Amthor is your quarterback. Jack Meyercourt is split wide to the near side of the field. Back to passes, Amthor. Here comes the pressure. He's going to run with the football. Now turns it upfield. He's up to the 35 at the 40. Inside to Mound City territory and finally taken out of bounds at the 36-yard line of the Mound City Panthers.
Helped out of bounds all the way down the field that time by sophomore Rennick Rader for Mound City.
So the football spotted at the 36-yard line. First down and 10, Rockport. Clock is down to 2:07 to go. Blue Jays up 22-0 here in the first half of this one. Rockport came in here ranked number one in the state, 8-0 undefeated. Mound City at 6-2. Their neighbors just down the interstate here to the south. Weston Amthor puts Meyercourt wide left, takes a snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes got dropped again by John Guard. And if it weren't for Guard in there, Holmes would just be running up and down the freeway.
Guard had a nice play there, solo stop at the 35.
Yeah, gain of a yard that time for Brock Holmes. I believe I've been keeping track in my head. I think that's eight unassisted tackles for John Guard here tonight. Second down and nine at the 35-yard line, right hash. Weston Amthor calling his cadence. Has the snap, wants to pass. Sets into the pocket, throws out to Meyercourt. Meyercourt is three at the 20, the 15, the 10, the 5. He'll take it for the touchdown.
Meyercourt carries that one in on the reception for the TD. The score coming with 1:28 to play here in the second quarter. How many yards was it?
35-yard pass play
from the 35-yard line. And our score moves to 28-0 now as Meyercourt made that reception, and he broke a couple of tackles there. It looked like a couple of people maybe had him wrapped up, and he just got away and spun free, took it all the way to the end zone. Now the drive for the two-point conversion. Anthor calls his count, has the snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes runs into the middle, broke away, and second effort, he'll get in there. They had him stacked up at the two-yard line, and he took it in. Our score goes 30-0 with 1:28 to play in the first half. We're back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services with offices in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. That scoring drive took 7 plays to cover 61 yards. It was capped off with a 35-yard touchdown pass from Weston Amthor to Jack Meyercourt. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion, and our score goes 30-0 with 1:28 to play here in the first half. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Looks like Durr is going to be back to receive it. Fields the ball at the 8-yard line. Starts to his right at the 10. He's at the 15. Broke a tackle there. Spun free across the 20, and he's out to about the 22-yard line. Liam Durr is just a freshman. I mentioned that, John, but good-looking athlete.
The cleanup that time made by Mount City's Meyercourt. First guy to hit him in there that time, I think, was Cook. Come off there. Get that number 8, Blaze Krogan again, freshman.
So the Panthers have only a minute 22 left with which to work here in the first half, trailing 30-0. Henry Smith brings him over the football at the 22-yard line, first down and 10. Smith, with Ralph and White split in the backfield behind him, Smith calls his starting count, has the snap, turns, gives it off up the middle, carrying the football is Cole White. White doesn't have much running room. He might have fought forward and got a yard out, but I don't think much more than that.
Good job in there defensively. Quentin Jackson, the senior defensive tackle.
Gain of 1 for Cole White. It'll bring up 2nd down and 9 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is at the 23-yard line. The ball is spotted between the hash marks. Mound City down at their own 23, under a minute to go now. They don't seem to be in any hurry to get up here and run a play trailing 30-0, John.
No, run over to the sideline, get the play call from the coach, and then back to the huddle we go.
All right, Smith brings him over the football on 2nd down and 9. Henry Smith has the snap. Henry Smith on the keeper. He's hit and going to be dropped right at the line of scrimmage, maybe even lost some yardage there.
Tayden Cook was right there waiting on that thing, and there was nowhere to go for the Panther quarterback.
John, I don't look for the Panthers to run another play in this first half. They seem to be just kind of milling around back here as the clock is down to 19 seconds, 18 seconds. They don't seem to have a lot of interest in running another play.
No, I think you're right. 10 seconds on the clock, and I think they're just going to let it go and go in and talk it over here in this very long halftime we're going to have here. We're going to take a 20-minute halftime and then have the 3-minute warm-up break after that, so we've got plenty of time to talk about things here and wrap up that first half action. It is Rockport, the number one team, Missouri 8-man football 30, and the Mountain City Panthers nothing at halftime. We'll take a 2-minute timeout, come back and give you the first half scoring on Sunny 101.3.
Now that the last game of the season is upon us, we'd like to reflect and give our thanks and gratitude to the coaches, athletes, band members, and cheer teams that gave their absolute best this season. A special thank you as well to all you seniors who'll be playing your last game with us. We appreciate you. So let's go and make it one to remember. Have a great game, and even more importantly, have fun.
Frontier Bank. Member FDIC online at frontier.bank.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com. Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockport. It's halftime. The Rockport Blue Jays leading the Mound City Panthers 30-0. That's our halftime score. Time now for our halftime scoring recap. It's presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, as we said, 30-0, Rockport on top here at halftime. Let's take a look at the scoring and how it occurred in that first half. The Blue Jays got on the board first with 8:39 to play in the first period. A 33-yard touchdown pass that went complete from Amthor to Taden Cook. That capped off a 7-play, 46-yard drive. Holmes carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Rockport went up 8-0 early in the ballgame. In the second quarter, the first play of the second period, Brock Holmes carried in on an 11-yard touchdown carry with 11:56 to go in the second period. That topped off a 9-play, 62-yard drive. The conversion attempt failed, but the Blue Jays were up 14-0. Then with 7:02 to play in the first half, it was Brock Holmes scoring his second rushing touchdown of the night. This one from 2 yards out, topped off a 4-play, 62-yard drive. Holmes once again carried in for the 2-point conversion, and the score went 22-0, Rockport leading Mound City. With just 1:28 to play in the first half, a 35-yard touchdown pass from Weston Anthor was complete to Jack Meyercorth. He took it in for the TD, topped a 7-play, 61-yard drive. Again, the ever-reliable Mr. Holmes carries in for the 2-point conversion, and that pushes the score out to Rockport 30 and Mound City 0, our halftime score. This halftime scoring recap presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home but far from debt, and you can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Well, John, have we got any updates from the Fairbury Fall City game? Over on KTNC tonight, we've got live coverage of the Fall City Tigers. They're out in Fairbury facing the Fairbury Jeffs. Tomorrow on KTNC, we'll have University of Nebraska football. The kickoff is set for 11 o'clock. Pre-game show begins 2 hours prior. We'll join the Husker Football Network at 9 o'clock tomorrow morning. John, an update?
Nothing on Fall City. Fairbury was 0-0 after one quarter. The Auburn Bulldogs lead Nebraska City 22-14 with 8 minutes to go in the first half. Red Cloud in six-man football in Nebraska leading Pawnee City 37-0. Red Cloud, the number two team in Nebraska, six-man football. Syracuse rolling. They're beating over Claytonia 33-7. Just the start of the second quarter there. So nothing surprising there so far.
John, you have your little magic scoreboard that you keep in your shirt pocket. John has more scoring information there than we used to get off of a teletype in ours, and he gets it all on his little magic window in his shirt pocket.
And I don't have to rip the wire either.
That's for sure.
We're listening to clickety-click.
Remember that well. It's halftime here in Rockport. The score of the Rockport Blue Jays leading the Mound City Panthers now
30-0. So we're going to step aside, take a time out here, and then we'll update you with the latest weather forecast. We'll have some more important sponsor information, and then we'll be back with more of our halftime show. That's coming up, this halftime report presented by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.edu. Now we'll send it back to the studios here from Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans.
I'm going to do 3 minutes. I'm going to do some weather, and then I'm going to tell the weather conditions, and then I'm going to play two more minutes,
help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center, Falls City, Nebraska, is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center, Falls City.
You know, we're lucky to have quality health care right here in our own community. Nemaha County Hospital proudly recognizes the dedication of every hospital employee. It takes a team to make quality care possible. From nurses and physicians to support staff, therapists, and technicians, each person plays a vital role in keeping our community healthy. Their commitment ensures patients receive the care they deserve every single day. Nemaha County Hospital, quality care every time.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Atchison Holt Electric Cooperative, 75 years of excellence. Together we save. Plug into the power of your Touchstone Energy Cooperative membership. As your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, they strive to provide dependable electricity at a competitive cost to every member. You have power, the power to have a voice in how the co-op is run, to energize and enhance your life with affordable electricity. This farming season, watch out for those overhead power lines.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Falls City handles anything that comes their way, from oil changes to complete engine rebuilds. Your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Falls City, 402-245-2908.
Sunny 101.3 Weather.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko with your weather for the Tri-State area. Overcast for tonight, a few showers in the area at times, better chances do come early on. Temperatures mainly hold steady, winds east-northeasterly 5 to 15 miles per hour. Saturday, cloudy, chance for more showers, but mainly mid to late afternoon. Highs top out near 57, winds remain east-southeast 5 to 15. Saturday night, it remains cloudy, shower chances continue, lows drop to 49, winds still east-southeast 5 to 10. Sunday, mostly cloudy, still a slight chance for a few showers. Highs head into the upper 50s. Winds east 5 to 15. Sunday night, slight chances for showers continue, especially after midnight. Lows head down to 47. And then more of the same on Monday, mostly cloudy skies, chance for showers, and highs head back to the upper 50s. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko on Sunny 101.3.
Good evening, Jeff Nichols with you here in the Sunny 101.3 studio. How about Falls City weather conditions? We've got 52 degrees, cloudy skies, and winds out of the east about 11 miles an hour. Well, John and Randy, they need to finish their popcorn, so we'll get back with them after these messages.
Hey everybody, Bart Keller here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City, your Gravely dealer. Come on in and check out our great selection of mowers. We've got 10 different models in stock. Start with the little ZT34 for that small yard, all the way up to our ProTurn 360 for the professional. Also, right now we've got 0% interest for 48 months with approved credit, so come on in and apply today or do it from the comfort of your home. We got a great lineup. Come in, check them out today. Gravely Mowers will keep you cutting.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L P&C Group Directorate and Premium.
Kime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Kime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KimeTS.com. Kime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Halftime in Rockport, Missouri, where the Blue Jays, number one team in Missouri, eight-man football, leading Mound City 30-0 at halftime here. And we snagged us a guest because we have an extended halftime here tonight at Rockport. Superintendent Corey Miles from Mound City happened to stop by, and we trapped him and said, "Get that headset on, Corey. We'll talk about..." It's been a pretty darn good year for Mountain City sports so far.
Yes, boys are playing well in football right now. I think our season's sitting at 6-2 in the regular season. Volleyball finished undefeated conference champs. Number one seed in the district volleyball tournament tomorrow at Mountain City. We actually host Rockport again tomorrow. Mm-hmm. They were the two seed in that. And so, yeah, so, cross-country kids have done well, and it's been a really good year so far.
Yeah, girls golf in the top 10 or 11?
Yes, she got 13th, I think. Yep. Yeah. Ava Luna plays really well, and, you know, junior high volleyball girls were undefeated this year. It's been a great year.
That's the fun part, and the education part. Ever-changing every year. Something new, isn't it?
Every year. It's, you know, there's a lot of battles that we got to go through and, you know, trying to stay in compliance with everything. And it's just a lot of changes, and we're plugging away day by day. I tell you, I can't say enough about our staff. They're working hard with the students and building relationships, and that's what it's all about. And, you know, helping our students grow as individuals, and I feel like we do a good job of that. So
I saw something earlier this week. Or me doing something over at the Ag building now, the parking lot, something?
We decided to hold off on that for this for the rest of this winter because it got a little bit later on, and looking at that again. And, you know, just always trying to make changes to improve our building. It's an older building, and, you know, always trying to make changes to keep up with the times. And, it's always a challenge, but we're plugging away. So
those upgrades are always cheap, too.
Yes, it's always, you know, it's just money, right?
Exactly.
You know? But, no, just making sure we're trying to use our funds appropriately because, you know, small schools, we're limited on certain things. But we have Fund 4 money that we spend on projects, and that's what it's there for. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just trying to keep our building up to date as much as possible.
I'm looking around. Corey, we're watching the football games here, and I've been writing the basketball magazine, and I look like Rockport Mountain City. And there are teams, a lot of schools, we just don't get the participation in the extracurriculars we used to. But your kids, Rockport, getting a lot of kids out. Is there a secret?
Well, I think when you have successful programs, that usually helps. I mean, some tradition as well. But that is a challenge in this day and age. I actually was talking to another staff member about that today, and I don't know what the factor is. I think some of it has to do with technology and cell phones and games and stuff like that. They're just easier to do that and not out playing with their friends. But, you know, I think our kids, they do a good job of keeping kids out. We had good camaraderie, they like playing together, you know, as a team. And I think both communities have that. They have the good community support. And I know other schools, they have the community support as well. But I think that helps drive our participation in a lot of our athletic events. So.
This game tonight are a little one-sided right now. In Rockport, they're a special team this year, no doubt about it. But I'm looking at the things I'm writing for basketball. You guys are going to see a lot of each other this winter on the basketball floor.
I think we will, too, both on the girls' side and the boys' side. There's two very talented teams. Coach Ottman's really got our boys. He had a great summer this summer, and we're on the uptick still. And, I'm looking forward to this. I don't want football to end because
right.
I enjoy football and volleyball, but basketball will be a lot of fun to follow this year.
And are you still on the Misha board?
I am on the Misha board.
Congratulations.
Year number two.
Congratulations.
I'm with it for two more after this, so yes. Misha board, we actually get state volleyball in St. Joe this year.
Oh, really?
And state football. All of the 11-man and 8-man will be at St. Joe this year, so that's going to be coming up soon. The only conflict is state football is during Mountain City Tournament week.
I know.
So we'll have to see what happens, with that.
The kids are playing football. They can't play basketball now.
You cannot participate in basketball until your football season is complete.
And I know there's a whole lot of years we did Mountain City football and on Saturday and Monday. We were playing basketball in the tournament, and how do they do it?
There were 4 years in a row there when I was coaching that it was like, okay, we got one walkthrough on a Sunday, and here we go on Monday, Mountain City tournament. But the way that since there's more 8-man schools now, there's one extra round with football, and it goes into that week of of Mountain City tournament after Thanksgiving. So.
Interesting. A lot of the little things you have to deal with.
Yep.
And now Mr. Shipman has to take care of that. You don't have to worry about it quite as much.
Yes, Mr. Shipman can deal with it. It's fun for all of our communities and our schools. We look forward to it. We enjoy the Mountain State tournament.
Oh, everybody does. But I need to ask this because Randy is standing here. Do you happen to know what the menu is for the hot side room the first two nights? Because that's all he cares about, really.
Well, we'll make sure that we get that menu sent over to you.
Okay,
a week in advance so we can prep on knowing what night you're going to work.
Well, with a clam chowder, is that your...
Okay, I'll make sure Melissa puts that on the list. The Ken Eaton special, yes. He always makes sure he shows up to sweep the floor during the tournament so he can go up and get some chowder.
That's right.
He's got to earn his keep.
Now, the important question, we'll let you go on this one. I hear there's a little duck hunt in the morning.
Yep.
Who's the best shot in the family now?
Me.
Who?
Me.
You?
Yep.
Ryder?
Yep.
It's not your sister.
Heck no.
It's definitely Ryder, that's for sure.
All right. Corey, thanks for helping us out here. Good luck, and I'll see you next week at a football game, probably the way it sounds, and for sure coming up here and a lot of basketball this year.
Sounds good, John. I appreciate you and Randy and all you do for covering Mountain City sports, and we appreciate you.
All right, thanks. We'll take another time out here. We'll be back with the second half coming up in just a few minutes on Sunny 101.3.
Farmers State Bank is proud to be your community bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. With regional strength and a local advantage, they are committed to serving your financial needs through individualized customer service. Visit fcsbank.bank to learn more. Best of luck to all the players and coaches in tonight's game from everyone at Farmers State Bank in Tarkio, Fairfax, Mountain City, Maitland, and St. Joe, Missouri. Farmers State Bank, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Northwest Ag Services would like to support the area teams. If your game is farming, Northwest Ag Services of Mountain City wants to help you get the most out of your land. Randy Howell and Drew Thomas and the rest of the staff are there to help you reach your high-yield goals. Contact Northwest Ag Services of Mound City,
Northwest Ag Services supports all the area teams for a great high school sports season.
When it comes to growing strong yields, trust the local team that knows your fields. Fertilizer Service Company in Fairfax, Missouri offers premium chemical and fertilizer products, plus expert custom application for your crops and pastures. Whether you're prepping for planting or managing mid-season growth, we're here to help your operation thrive. Call 660-686-2402 today and partner with folks who will treat your farm like their own. Fertilizer Service Company, growing with you for over 50 years.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, hey, welcome you back once again to Rockford. It's halftime. The Rockford Blue Jays leading the Mount City Panthers 30-0 here at halftime. I'm Randy Gatula along with John Nixon, Jeff Nichols, our producer-engineer back at the Sunny 101.3 studios, part of the MSC Sports Radio Complex. And Jeff Nichols, glad to have you with us tonight. We're keeping the old guy up kind of late, aren't we, John?
All the old guys.
Yeah, we're all old guys. Yeah. Heard from Ken Eaton there a minute ago. Yeah. Ken, if I ever give up the radio announcing, I was planning to come over, maybe volunteer to help sweep the floors so I could still hit the hospitality room. I learned that trick from somebody I know.
Yeah, so no doubt.
That's the way it works.
No doubt. We couldn't always put the previous superintendent on the air because you never knew what, he was kind of a wild card. You never knew what might fall out of his mouth.
So. John, I want to remind our listeners once again that we'll have University of Nebraska football tomorrow on our sister station KTNC. Kickoff tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock. The pregame coverage will join the Husker Football Network at 9 a.m. tomorrow on KTNC. And, of course, that's available at 12:30 a.m., 107.1 FM, as well as online at msccsports.net. And, John, we have to talk about our app that you can load onto your telephone, the MSC Radio app. With the help of some family members, I actually have it loaded on my phone, and really neat stuff. About two clicks away, you click on MSC Sports Radio or MSC Radio, and it takes you to a drop-down box with all of our six stations listed. You click on the one you'd like to hear, and you instantly have turned your telephone into a radio. Some of our listeners won't know what a transistor is, but it's just like having a transistor radio about 50 years ago. And sometimes, John, I have to
sound a little better.
Yeah, sometimes, John, I have to admit I can't quite wrap my mind around how that all works. I was doing volleyball last week over at Wymore Southern, and the fans in the stands found out about the MSC radio app, and they all got on it. The only problem is when you get five or six of those phones going at once with about a five-second delay, can drive you crazy. You hear yourself coming back on all those telephones. But they were having a lot of fun with it. A couple of grandmothers said they'd never heard their granddaughters play volleyball on the radio before, so there was a lot of fun. And, again, that's MSC Radio, the app you can load onto your phone, and you can listen anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm. Beats the old days. We used to have to roll out a couple hundred feet of phone cord to the broadcast spot.
John, the stories we could tell.
Oh, I know.
For those of you that aren't aware, John and I have been seated in booths like this together going back, what, nearly 40 years now, I believe, since we worked our first one together. And as my football career starts to wind down a little bit here, why, it's kind of fun that you and I get together tonight here in Rockport and work one together.
What are you going to do next year?
I'll probably go to football.
Right along with me?
Yeah, right along. I wouldn't be surprised. All right, we're ready to move into third quarter, second half action. Rockford up 30-0. The Blue Jays will kick the ball away. Mountain City will have the first possession of this third quarter. Here with your play-by-play once again is Sunny 101.3's John Nixon.
Thanks, Randy. Tayden Cook ready to kick it away. Back there deep for the Panthers once again will be Mr. Durr. Liam going over to get it. Catches at the 5-yard line on the right side. 10. Back to the middle. The 15 hit. Got away. 15 to the 20. And still going. Gets across the 20 and gets drugged down. Look, they're a lot closer. Look like he might have a little face mask here, but I think he just got caught up high, maybe.
Well, a lot of really tough running right there coming up to get the tackle for Rockport. Camden McEnany on the stop for the Blue Jays.
spot the ball at the 23-yard line, 11:53 to start here in this second half. In that first half, Randy, I had Brock Holmes, 23 carries, 142 yards, and a couple of scores.
142 on top of the, what did he have, 1,518 coming in here. So they're running up some totals.
Henry Smith, the quarterback, there on the near side, right hash mark, going left to right toward the north goal here in the third quarter. Heading off to Ralph. He runs straight ahead. There is this. We think about all the points that Rockford scored. This defense is just tough as nails.
Yeah, that was Ryder Heron on the tackle. And again, he's a defensive end, John, that weighs 265 pounds. And he doesn't have to take you to the ground. He just wraps him up in a bear hug and stops him. Nobody's going anywhere with a 265-pound defensive end wrapped around your shoulders.
Well, then he doesn't have to get up off the ground either, right?
There you go.
Split the backs, same spot, right hash mark, second down, nine. Blitzer coming up the middle, and it's going to be Smith on that quarterback, Boulay. He ran it in behind the guard in the center that time, and Henry Smith finds nowhere to go. He's going to lose what they gained on the previous play.
Gabriel Gebhardt's the defensive end on the left side. He only weighs 230 pounds, John. He came around from the left, wrapped him up there in the backfield, and then got help from his friends.
There's some other really good eight-man teams I hear across Missouri this year, but it's going to be really interesting to see how far this Rockford team can go as we get into the postseason here starting next week. They get the week off next week, and they're looking forward to that. All right, four down linemen. Couple of linebackers, two defensive backs on third and ten. Smith back, hands to Ralph. He avoids one man in the backfield. He turns the corner on the left side, pushes away forward for about six, maybe seven.
Brock Holmes came over and delivered quite a blow there to knock him out of bounds. Didn't just escort him across the sideline. He actually bounced him across it with a big hit.
Okay, so you're going to give it a gain of five. He stepped out before we saw over there. So the ball is out to the 28-yard line now. And punt formation possibly for Mound City?
They don't like to punt.
No, they don't like to punt. That's fine. Yeah, Ralph is the punter. So you never know. He did this earlier tonight. We didn't know if he was going to punt it or run it or what he was going to do. He's looking. He's saying, hey, he's going to run this time. He turns the left side. He needs to go. He got the first down, steps out of bounds, and he'll be on the far sideline of the Mound City side. Good for a first down by about a yard.
Told you they don't like to punt, John. He knew exactly what he needed, got down that left sideline, picked up the first down with a half a yard to spare. Clock stops on the out-of-bounds run with 9:50 to play here in quarter number three. 30-0, Rockport leading the Mountain City Panthers. We're live tonight in Rockport.
It will bring up first and 10 at the 34-yard line. Clock stops. The play went out of bounds that time. Split the backs in the middle of the field this time. And up the middle, goes on. The second running back in there, that's Cole White. He went up there, he got popped, spun off of it, and picks up about 3 yards.
Well, White got hit hard by Tayden Cook, but he spun off of that. He got away from Cook, but then Camden McEnany came up and put the finishing touches on the tackle after a gain of about 3 yards.
It's going to bring up second down and about 7 to go here for the Panthers.
Again, the clock running with 9:22 to play here in the third quarter. 30-0, Mound City trailing the Rockport Blue Jays.
Split the backs, second and 7. The linebackers look like they're coming. They toss it out to the right side. Turning the corner will be White. As he turns the corner, he's hit and taken out on the near sideline. On the Rockport side, it'll bring up third down and long.
That was Desmond Cheney, a defensive tackle. It's interesting, John, I talk about these defensive ends at 265 and 235. Cheney's a tackle, and he weighs 160. 100 pounds less, but he's playing defensive tackle. He got the tackle that time for the Blue Jays.
What's that deal? Size of the dog in the fight and stuff like that?
Yeah, something along that line.
Third and 5 from the 39-yard line. The clock moving down here on the near side, right hash mark for the Panthers. Henry Smith, sophomore at quarterback, calling the count, ready to go, turns, hands the ball off, creating Ralph, and he gets hit as he moves forward. I don't think he got much. He's going to bring up fourth down and about 5 to go.
Not much running room at all there for Ralph, getting the tackle for Rockport. Logan Ellis, a sophomore, came up that time on the defensive stop. John, great evening for football. Temperature 48 degrees now. The wind has died down to less than 5 miles an hour out of the south-southeast. So upper 40s, late October, I guess that's to be expected.
Yes. Bring him over the ball.
This time we're going to split Cole White to the right side for the Panthers. They're going to punt formation. Will they punt it? Will they not? Meyercord back deep. Ralph is looking. He's going to throw. He's got a man. It's caught. Meyercord comes up and makes the tackle. It'll be another first down for Mound City as the ball is caught down there by Durr. Durr made that reception all the way down to the 25-yard line, and they just don't like to punt the football. No. They might go through the motions and line up in punt formation, but that doesn't mean they're going to kick it. That is down to the 25, so 21-yard gain there, I believe. Mound City, with their first possession of this second half, wanting to get some points on the board here, down 30-0 as they were at halftime. Panthers with 69 yards through the air now. First and 10, and up the middle, the pass or the handoff will go. Fighting is Cole White. He got hit. He spun. He tried to get away, but the defenders had him and hung on long enough. It's no gain.
Yeah, Tayton Cook was the first man to hit him. Cook wrapped him up. Then Gabriel Gephardt came up and finished the stop for no gain on the play.
Clock continues to move now, under 7 minutes to go here in this second half. Third quarter is where we're at right at the moment. Panthers taking their time. Like I said, they'd like nothing better than to play keep away. And that's what they're doing right now, keeping the ball away from the Rockport offense. Now we've got an equipment problem for blood. Out of the game.
I think it's an equipment issue with White. The chin strap here. They're going to allow him to repair it and let him come right back into the game, I believe.
I was having a conversation with a coach this week about equipment that you need. College, you know, nobody wears pads anymore.
No knee pads.
No knee pad, no hip pad. I'd just go, oh, it would kill you, I would think. We're talking about mouthpieces with high school players even. They're so big you can't understand the quarterback sometime now. Split the backs on second and 10. Smith back, gives it to Creighton Ralph. He tries the left side, and the right side of the defense wins the battle, and Ralph is knocked down. And
flag comes in.
Way late flag.
Well, he thought about that for a minute. I don't believe they liked the way they slammed the running back to the turf. There were three defenders made the tackle, and at the very end of things, they put him to the ground awful hard there.
They lost a yard on the play.
Personal foul.
Yeah.
Is going to go against the Rockport Blue Jays. Well, there were two or three defenders teaming up to make the stop. They had him stopped. The whistle sounded. Then there was that last little toss to the ground, and they'll get you for that every time.
And that's not been going on. You watch this as close as anybody. It's been a very nice game, very sportsmanship.
Lots of sportsmanship. Lots of players helping the opponent up to their feet after the tackle. I meant to comment on that. That's been impressive here so far tonight. And I don't think this was anything flagrant. They just followed through a little longer than they should have after the whistle.
So they move the ball to the 15?
20.
No, move to the 25-yard penalty?
I don't know.
First and five.
It's because he didn't mean to.
Okay. Second and five. A personal foul, shouldn't that be a first down?
Coach Taylor Standerford is out onto the field inquiring of the official as to just what transpired there.
I have enough trouble with rules, but thought that would be half the distance or 15 yards, but they got five, and it's second down. And Smith pops through, is running straight ahead. Nice job there. Or was that? Yeah, that is White. Excuse me, Cole White on the right side. Nice job. He got the first down and more. He'll be down to about the 11-yard line.
Jack Meyercord led the tackle for the Blue Jays. Logan Ellis also in on the stop with the assist there right at the 10-yard line. It's going to be first and goal, John. I don't think they can get a first down without getting into the end zone. The nose of the football resting right up on the edge of the white line.
Over the sideline, Henry Smith, the quarterback, gets the play, and he comes back to the huddle. Right side hash mark, wide side to the left for Mound City. They go to the north end zone here with 5:38 and counting in the third quarter. Rockport yet to touch the ball here. Ralph outside. He tries to give ground. He tries to run around those defenders and give some ground. That time it cost him a whole bunch of yards.
Well, Tayton Cook showed some really good speed to get out there and capture that running back before he could get to the corner. Tayton Cook with the solo stop. That adds to his total. He came into the game tonight with 65 tackles on the season.
Loss of eight brings up second and 18.
Second down.
Second and goal from the 18 now. Mound City found themselves in a position like this earlier in the ballgame, and they were down deep, threatening to score, and a penalty and a big loss.
Yeah, they had it first and five. Turned it over on downs at the 16.
Here's Henry Smith, run right, throws it, and his receiver never got his head turned around. The closest guy to it was Cole White. Henry said, I need to get rid of this thing, or I'm going to be dumped back here about 15 yards back.
Big pressure being applied by the defensive end again, Ryder Heron, 265 pounds. I keep repeating that because you don't see a lot of 265-pound defensive ends in eight-man football, John.
And when you do, they don't often move like this one.
Yeah. And he lined up on this side because the one on the other side weighs 230.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. About the size you were playing, everybody was.
Yeah, right. No, that's our size now.
Split backs. Third and 18. Blitz are coming. Smith back, throws a little screen out on the left side. Route makes the catch. He gets around one defender, moves up the field, pushed out of bounds. After a gain, he's only going to get about a yard where he got out of bounds.
Rock Holmes pushed him out of bounds there earlier before he turned it up the field. Holmes with the stop for Rockport.
So now it's fourth and goal from the 17-yard line for Mound City. See what they can get accomplished here.
Well, if they come up empty here, they're going to have two golden opportunities that got away from them earlier in the game. First and goal at the 5, this time first and goal at the 10. And both times they ended up being backed up in the next two or three downs.
All right, here we come. Middle of the field, second fourth down for Mound City. Smith rolling right, pump fake. Now he throws back against the grain, and it is tipped away. The defender went up to knock it down to the ground, and he hit it, but it went through, and it is a touchdown pass. Who caught it? Greedy Knapp over there in that far corner with the catch. 17-yard touchdown pass, and Mound City is on the board.
Greedy Knapp took that off the deflection. He did well just to not lose his concentration when the defender reached up and swatted at the football. Actually, that defender would have had a pretty good shot at an interception, I thought.
Yeah, he had it. It was fourth down.
Yeah.
Didn't want to intercept it, wanted to knock it down. Which in that case, he'd have been in the end zone. It would have been out. Well, he lost 2 yards.
Was that, 14 yards?
17.
Yeah, 17 yards.
Mm-hmm. Try for the 2-point conversion. And the turn. Smith back. So he's going to be in wide open in the end zone. That's going to be Durr with the catch. Mound City on the board. 30-8 the score. Rockport with the lead. Back after this 30-second time on Sunny 101.3.
When it comes to protecting your crops, trust the name that you know and the name that knows you. Kent Fisher Insurance. Located right on Main Street in Rockport, Kent Fisher Insurance specializes in crop coverage tailored to your farm's unique needs. With years of experience and a commitment to service, we're here to help you weather any season. Stop by or give us a call at 660-744-5366. Kent Fisher Insurance. Rooted in Rockport, but growing with you. Kent Fisher Insurance is an equal opportunity employer.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. Stop by and see Jake or Tasha Arm Connect. That scoring drive took 16 plays, covered 57 yards, a 17-yard touchdown pass, Henry Smith to Grady Knapp. The pass to Durr was complete for the 2-point conversion, and Mount City has 8 points on the board. Our score 30-8 with 4:34 to play here in the third period. Again, scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City.
Here's the kick by Mound City. It's a short kick. It's rolling toward the side, and it goes out of bounds at about the 18-yard line on the far side there.
4:34 to go in the third quarter here in Rockport. Mound City found their way into the end zone. That was a big play that they capitalized on there. They were facing fourth and goal from the, 17-yard line.
Yep.
In that previous opportunity, they got us down as far as the 5 and then turned it over on downs out at about the 16, I believe.
Well, the ball out of bounds. They're going to spot the ball. Rockport's going to take it, not make them kick it over. So they'll get it at the 35. No, now they're going to make them kick it over. Okay.
Well, 11 men, you've got the option to take it at the 35-yard line. I'm not sure with the 8 men.
Kicking the ball for the Panthers this time again will be Caleb Russell. He's a freshman. John, you ever notice how complicated it gets? 8-man football, 11-man football, college football. Then you watch the NFL on Sunday. Everybody's got different ways of doing things, from kickoffs to the rule changes to where they bring the ball out, where you take it when it goes into the end zone. I get confused.
I do, too, and then they do a replay in college and the pros, and I don't agree with that, so yeah. I'm really confused then. All right, Caleb Russell ready to boot it away again at his own 25-yard line this time. Hits it. It's going to be, in effect, an onside kick, and the ball's loose.
Down City's got the football, I think.
Ball went up there. All of a sudden, it started to backspin.
Scott Manley came up with the football, John.
Rockford tried to jump on it and got a hand on it, and Mound C took it away.
I'm not sure that was an intentional onside.
I don't think it was either.
I think he whiffed the football, and it ended up getting the ball back when Manley fell on the ball. Scott Manley with the recovery, and, boy, that's a big turn of events here for Mound City, having just scored a moment ago.
I'll call it onside kick. Just because I don't know what else to put on my
score
sheet.
Be kind to the kicker.
I don't know what to put on my score sheet otherwise, Randy. It's just that simple.
Well, either he did a great job of acting or he just flat out whiffed on the kickoff. I'm not sure what happened there, but it worked out well for the Panthers.
Like a sand wedge. All right. From the 36 on their side of midfield, Mount City trying to get another score on the board here. They hand it off Creighton Ralph. Creighton moves forward. No. Creighton moves backward, lost a yard that time.
Tayton Cook got the tackle for loss there for the Blue Jays. Tayton Cook on the stop, 4 minutes, 19 seconds to go, third quarter. 30-8, your score, Rockport leading Mound City, if you're just checking in with us for the score.
Well, second and 11 now. I talked to Coach Stanford this week. I said, you'd like to play keep away, wouldn't you? He goes, yeah. Well, so far in third quarter, through 8 minutes, Mound City is the only team with the ball. Smith comes to the right side of the quarterback keeper, and he'll be up to the 40-yard line, up to midfield, a gain of about five.
And again, Tayton Cook there to make the tackle. Cook's having a big night defensively here for John. I've been calling his name a lot on the stops.
All right, the ball will be at the midfield stripe with 3:40 to go and counting down here in quarter number three. Third down and about six, says, on the clock up there. Raup comes into the huddle now for the Panthers. I'm getting that feeling, Randy. Watch that back, Judge. Count hasn't started yet.
Running out of time, aren't they?
Panthers over the ball. He hasn't raised his hand yet. They snap it quick. Smith looks. A little flare out to the left side. Route makes the catch. 35-30. Selsby first down. Gets away from one tackle, and he's inside the 25-yard line.
Brock Holmes comes over and finally knocks him out of bounds. Well executed. That ball was just floated right out over the top of the defender, dropped into the receiver's arms, and then Holmes had to come over and push him out of bounds.
That's a 16-yard gain for the Panthers and a first down. They've thrown for 123 yards in this game.
Well, Panthers with a little new life here. They punch in another quick score. This starts to get interesting again.
They're certainly not a bad football team.
Oh, no.
6-2, 30. That's going to be their first winning year since 2020. Split back set. First and 10 from the 24. Right up the gut the ball goes. And this time, Rob finds some running room inside the 20 and down to about the 17 or 18-yard line.
Meyercourt in on the tackle that time. Also coming up to get a part of the stop was Quentin Jackson. Jackson, 185-pound senior. He's one of the little guys up there on the defensive line, only 185.
Pick up a 6 yards on the play, second down and 4. Clock moving, 2:44 and counting here in quarter number 3 tonight at Rockport, Missouri. Panthers over the ball, middle of the field. Henry Smith turns, gets it to Ralph. He gets away from that first man in the backfield, turns the corner, gets away from another man, pushed out of bounds on the far sideline.
Boy, Ralph had Gabriel Gebhardt and Ryder Heron both chasing after him over there. A couple of big guys to get away from. They're big. The only thing is that they maybe aren't quite as nimble over there, and able to maneuver around him.
No gain on the play. Well, he got a yard. No gain. Third and 4. I've had a debate with myself here. It looks like nothing.
Who did a good job
not to get tackled for a 5-yard loss.
All right.
So we split backs again. Henry Smith under center from the Rockport 18. Try it up the middle with Creighton Ralph, and this time there's nothing there but a blue wave.
Camden McEnany came in unblocked from his defensive tackle position. He's a 175-pound senior. Nobody
even tried to block him, and he had an open shot at the ball carrier and came in and made the stop.
I'm sorry, that was Cole White. I saw the one. It was 10, not 11, carrying the ball. So now with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, it's 4th and 5 for Mound City.
It's senior night tonight here for the Rockport Blue Jays. They honored their senior players out. Had a nice little halftime performance by all the young ladies. About 200 cheerleaders took the track there for a while. All the little girls looked like from about 3rd and 4th grade on up were out there cheering with the Rockport cheerleaders, and that always brings a lot of grandparents to the game.
Timeout call by the Panthers with a minute 39 to go in the third quarter. They're down 30-8 to the Rockport Blue Jays. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Chime TS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. Chime TS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at ChimeTS.com. Chime Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockport, Missouri. A minute 39 to play here in the third quarter. 30-8, Rockport leading the Mountain City Panthers. Randy Gatula, John Nixon with you tonight here in the broadcast booth. Jeff Nichols, our producer-engineer for tonight's presentation of high school football.
Hey, we complain a lot about uniforms. Let's compliment the folks at Rockport who ever picked out these uniforms.
Oh, yeah.
They did a nice job.
Yeah, in this day and age where they're trying to put numbers that blend in with the uniforms to make them impossible to read, Rockport shows up with these dark blue uniforms with great big white numbers. I love them.
We applaud you, whoever did that. Whoever's responsible, thank you. 4th and 5, the backs are split for the Panthers. Turn, Smith, bootleg right, and
fumble.
Is that a fumble or a pass? It'll be interesting to see what they call.
I would rule it a fumble myself.
I think they are. Looks like got out of his right hand. He just got stripped of the ball, so it'll go to Rockport.
Gabriel Gebhards gathered up the loose football. It will be ruled as a fumble, recovered by Gebhards. It'll be 1st and 10 for the Rockport Blue Jays. And, boy, another opportunity got away from Mound City. They were inside the 25-yard line.
Third turnover of the night by Mound City. They've lost 2 fumbles and threw an interception. So now Rockport will finally get their hands on the ball with a minute 34 to go. In quarter number 3, their first possession of the second half. And back, give it to Brock Holmes, running the right side, spins out of 1 tackle. He cuts back to the left. He spins away again. He's at the 35, the 40. They got him by the jersey and finally spun out of bounds in Mound City territory.
Well, it took John Gard to make the stop. John Gard. That's the second time tonight John Gard has got a handful of jersey. He must have an awfully strong grip because you can't run out of his grip, and he pulls him down by the jersey. Those spin moves down there that Holmes make, that's impressive.
I find it hard to believe he only picked up 18 yards on that run. He must have covered about 50 yards. It's going to be 1st and 10 at the Mound City 38 now. Come over the football, the quarterback in the pistol. We've got a stoppage of play. Mound City had a man short.
Not sure what the confusion's about here.
Stop the play when they brought player into the game. That's... I don't see that very often.
Gentlemanly thing to do.
Yeah, I guess.
Oh, fumble.
And the ball's loose, and the quarterback picks it up, saves the day back there. Amther gets back on top of it, the quarterback at his own 35-yard line.
Well, he got on it, but Mount City was all over him back there. Rennick Rader, a sophomore, Rennick Rader in on defense, was back there to pounce on him as he covered the football.
Rockford does not have a turnover in the ball game. They've been called 3 times for penalties. I believe Mound City just the one on the kickoff. So it's been a very well-played ballgame from that aspect. 50 seconds to go. 2nd and 17 now for the Blue Jays. And they turn. They give it to Brock Holmes, the junior running back. Spins out of 1 ankle tackle. He grits away for another ankle tackle. He's on the move. The 35-30. One man to beat to the 20. 15-10. Dragging defenders all the way inside the 5 and down to the 1 or 2 yard line is Brock Holmes.
Count him, John. 4 defenders hanging on him when they finally got him to the ground. Primarily on the tackle was Cole White. Scott Manley had a piece of it, but it took 4 Mound City defenders to finally get him off his feet inside the 5-yard line.
That is a 43-yard run.
Such an impressive spin move he puts on a would-be tackler.
Now we'll line him up again. pistol set, give it to, I believe that's Mr. Holmes.
Yes.
He powers forward, and he is into the end zone. Touchdown for Rockport. Rock Holmes from 2 yards away gets the score back for the Rockport Blue Jays on a 2-yard touchdown run.
They're shooting at us.
That wasn't the cannon, though, that we used to hear. So now the try for the 2-point conversion. 4 plays to go 56 yards for the Blue Jays there. They picking them up and put them down in a hurry there. Try for the 2. Meyer Corps splits wide to the right side here for Rockport. In a pistol set, wing on the left side. Turn Holmes up the left side he goes, powering his way behind the line, and he's down short of the goal line. 36-8, Rockport with the lead. Back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
It's Friday Night Lights, and Mead Lumber is proud to bring you the game of the week. From the first snap to the final buzzer, we're building more than projects. We're building community. Whether you're upgrading your home, tackling a big build, or just need the right tools for the job, Mead Lumber has you covered. Cheer loud, play hard, and remember, when it comes to quality service and hometown pride, Mead Lumber is right here, building community with you from design to finish.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Farm Bureau Financial Services presenting this scoring drive recap. Call Tasha Arm Connect today to protect the things that are most important to you, your home, family, farm, and future. Well, that was a quick drive there for Rockport. Just 4 plays to cover 56 yards, capped off with a 2-yard touchdown run by Brock Holmes. That's his 3rd rushing touchdown of the evening. The conversion attempt failed, and Rockport goes up 36-8 with 13 seconds left to play here in the 3rd quarter. Again, this scoring drive recap brought to you by your friends at Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City.
Here we go, Rockport to kick it off, tee it up at the 30-yard line, and Cook boots it away, Durr back, chases it, whoop, what do we got? Flag, offsides on Rockport.
John, a scoring update, I believe we're still tied at 7 out at Fairbury. The Fall City Tigers, the Fairbury Jeffs at the end of the 3rd quarter, still tied up at 7 apiece.
Back them up. Rockport will kick off. If you're just joining us, it's 8-man football tonight. From Rockport, Missouri, number 1 ranked Blue Jays, 8-0, looking for a district championship. They don't have to share if they win this game.
Want to remind our Mound City listeners, you're going to have Mound City Panthers football
next Friday. They'll be playing their first district game in the playoffs. We'll have that for you next Friday evening. Here's the kick. It's a better kick, and the Kidura catches at the 11. He's up to the 20. 25, dancing, spinning, out across the 25 to about the 28, 29-yard line.
Finally pulling him down there was Jack Meyercorth, also in on the stop for the Blue Jays, was Blaze Krogan that time. Blaze, just a freshman on the special teams, came up and got a piece of that tackle.
Called his name several times on the special teams tonight. 4 seconds left in the 3rd quarter. Panthers going to get one more play here in this 3rd period, which they've won 8-6 so far. Come over the football. Both teams look really disinterested right at the moment. Now, we're ready. We're set. Turn, hand the ball off straight ahead, and drop for a loss on the play will be the Mound City ball carrier.
Ryder Heron just came in and buried him in the backfield. That's the end of the 3rd quarter, 36-8. Rockport on top. We'll step aside for a 1-minute break. You're listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Nemaha County Hospital always cares about our health and our safety. That's why they want to remind us that they offer a secure, MedSafe drop box to discard unused or out-of-date medications. You'll find it just inside the emergency room entrance. Medications must be placed directly into the drop box by the person in possession of them and not handed to a hospital employee. Protect your family and protect our community. Dispose of medications safely. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockport, Missouri. We get set to move into the fourth quarter. Rockport leading Mount City 36-8 here. Eight-man high school football coming your way tonight. Presented by our presenting sponsor, Mead Lumber, bringing you tonight's broadcast. All right, here come the Panthers over the football. Henry Smith is the quarterback. The backs are split behind him. The ends are set in tight. Turns, pitches the ball back to Cole White, who tries to turn the corner to the right side. There's nothing there at all, John. They have him wrapped up. He'll lose yardage on the carry.
White got dinged up on that previous play. He got up really slowly after that last play of the third quarter there.
Now, these defensive ends, as big as they are, have just kind of taken over the edges there. You can't get around the corner on them. They don't move quite as quickly as the running backs, but they play it so well, they don't let anybody get outside of them. Loss on the play puts the football back to the 24-yard line. It'll be third down and 14 yards to go now from their own 24. Here come the Panthers over the football. Henry Smith, the sophomore, he's the signal caller, calls his count, has a snap. Pump fake, now throws the ball to the right sideline, has a pass complete, making the catch out across the 35 to the 36-yard line. Coming up with the football was Creighton Raup.
Raup made a nice play there. He's tackled there on the far side by Holmes, one of the tacklers for the Rockport Blue Jays.
Nice play, but they're still short of the first down yardage. It's going to bring up fourth down and still about 2 yards to go, a long two with the line of scrimmage at the 36-yard line. So fourth down and two at the 36. The ball is on the right hash mark. Mount City is moving right to left from north to south here at Rockport. Henry Smith brings his offense to the line of scrimmage. He's under center, takes a snap, pitches the ball back to Cole White. White runs to the right side. He's very close to the first down. John, I think he's going to get it by about the length of the football from the looks of where they spot it. Well, now the guy coming in from the other side may not have given him quite as favorable a spot.
He picked it up. He moved it. And he picked it up again.
Yep, it's a first down. I was going to say, I was looking at it through the glasses, and we got a pretty good angle on it, and it looked to me like he had it by at least the length of the football.
Now, so, see, Randy, they're playing without Nick Ivey for most of this game. Their normal starting running back, he dinged up a hip last week, so they've been without him.
Yeah, he had 69 carries for 460 yards, so he was a big part of this offense, Ivey, before being injured. First down and 10 now for Mount City. Line of scrimmage is at their own 38-yard line on the right side of hash mark. 10:07 left to go in the ball game. 36-8. Rockport on top. Here come the Panthers. Mound City with the snap. A little bit of a miscue, and then just falling on the football was Henry Smith. Not a clean. I think he dropped
the snap.
Yeah, coming out from under center. Not a clean exchange. He just had to dive onto the football and cover it. Take a loss of 2 or 3 yards here. They're going to put it back now to about the 36-yard line, and we're going to call it second down and 13 yards to go.
71 yards rushing, 134 passing for Mount City tonight so far.
Second down and 12. Henry Smith with the snap. Smith turns. Oh, again, nowhere to go. Creighton Raup. Sometimes you almost got to feel sorry for Raup and White because the defenders are in there gathering him up and wrapping him up almost before they receive the handoff, John.
Getting there that time first, Ryder Heron, along with his teammate, Camden McEnany.
Loss on the play, moves the ball back now. It'll be third down and 18 yards to go. The new line of scrimmage is at the 31-yard line. The football right squarely between the hash marks in the middle of the field. Looking at third down and long, third and 18. Clock down under 9 minutes to go, 8:52 and running. 36-8 the score, Rockport leading Mound City.
I feel a timeout coming.
Well, apparently so. Timeout taken on the field with 8:45 to go in the ballgame. 36-8, Rockport on top. We'll step aside for a 30-second break. You're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family owned, Nebraska raised, world class. Dan's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Catula, John Nixon, back with you here in Rockport, Missouri. 8:45 left to go in this one. 36-8, the Rockport Blue Jays appear to be on their way to improving their record to 9-0. They're 8-0 on the season, undefeated so far, ranked number one in Missouri eight-man football. Mount City's giving them a battle here. They haven't laid down by any means. The Panthers are a pretty good football team. They'll be in the playoffs regardless of the outcome of this one next Friday night in a game that you'll hear right here on Sunny 101.3. Henry Smith brings the Panthers over the football, facing third down and 18 yards to go. Has the snap. Turns. Gives off to the running back coming around to the left side. That's Creighton Ralph. Ralph with a good job. He got a nice gain, but far short of first down. He's got the ball all the way out to midfield to the 40-yard line. It'll bring up fourth down and still about 8 yards to go at the midfield stripe.
Picked up 9 there before Brock Holmes knocked him out. 11 on 11 is what they've been doing tonight for the most part, both teams.
Yeah, we've been seeing a lot of that, haven't we?
Ralph is 11 and Holmes is 11, and they play each other on defense and offense and keep running into each other.
Brock Holmes is a real deal, I can tell you that.
Oh, yeah.
1,518 coming in. What do you say? He had to run another 150 tonight?
About 200 now.
Close to it. Fourth down and 8 yards to go from the 40-yard line for the Panthers. Back to pass, in trouble, got rid of it. Pass is going to be complete, but he'll catch it short of the first down by a couple of yards at the 34-yard line, and it'll be a turnover on downs. Making the reception was John Gard that time, I believe.
He's going to bring up 2 yards short, a gain of about 6 on the play, and Jack Meyercourt saved the first down with the tackle.
Grady Knapp was the receiver that made the catch there. So they'll spot the football now at the 34-yard line. First and 10, Rockport from their own 34. 8 minutes and 33 seconds to go in the football game with the Blue Jays on top, 36-8. Weston Amthor is your quarterback. He's got a wide receiver, Jack Meyercourt, wide left. Hand to Holmes. Holmes runs into the middle. Again, that spin move. Patented spin move to get away from the tackler, has it across the midfield stripe into Mound City territory down to the 39-yard line. He'll have a gain of 7 on the carry. It'll bring up second down, and 3.
John Gard with a stop for Mound City.
39-yard line, the line of scrimmage right between the hash marks. Rockport moving left to right here from south to north on their home field, leading 36-8 with 8:04 to go. Quarterback Weston Amthor calling his cadence. He's got the snap. Gives it off again to Holmes. Holmes, there's the spin out of the tackle. Turns it down the left sideline. Fights forward. I believe they stopped him short of the first down marker. He got inside the, across the 40 down to around the 36 or 37, but he's about a yard short of first down yardage.
Liam Durr over there on the sideline, helping get the stop for the Panthers that time.
You know, you watch Brock Holmes spin out of that, and every time he spins to his left. If I'm a tackler, I think by now I'd have that one figured out when you go in to get after him.
Well,
he makes that same identical move every time.
A couple of times I've had it figured out, didn't make any difference.
Yeah. Amthor in the gun, or the pistol, has the snap. Pump fake once, now rolls left, now the flag is thrown. He'll go down the left sideline. Another flag is thrown, and now finally caught once again by the jersey there and grabbing him up, John Gard. And Gard's made several of those jersey-grasping tackles tonight.
But he reeled him in that time and threw him down besides.
Flags all over the place. I think this is going to be two separate infractions. One flag came here in the backfield. Holding is going to be the call against Rockport. Maybe he's going to overrule whatever happened downfield later. Maybe it was just another hold, perhaps.
They're going to show one of them.
Let's see what they do. 7:10 showing on the game clock here in Rockport. We're glad you chose to listen to Sunny 101.3 tonight. We appreciate your listening in for Missouri 8-man high school football. It's going to be a busy couple of weeks coming up here. We've got the Johnson-Brock Eagles still in the playoffs over on the Nebraska side. And John, we're going to have a Halloween date with them on the 31st all the way up at Crofton, Nebraska. That's right across the river from Yankton, South Dakota.
All right, how far is it?
That's a pretty firm piece.
I'm sure you checked it out. How
about
far?
252. Yeah, third down and 13 yards to go now for the Blue Jays. There's a handoff to Holmes. Mr. Holmes spins out of one tackler. That time they did not let go of the ankle tackle. They
Nick
held
Ivy.
On. Yeah. Good job. Nick Ivy hasn't appeared very much in this game tonight, but that time he got the tackle. and they're playing defense, that, you know, it could be a little easier for the bad hip playing defense and offense if you don't have to cut as much, maybe.
It'll bring up fourth down and 13 yards to go now for the Blue Jays.
You think punt?
I don't know. They're at the 31-yard line. They have it all night. They don't like to do that.
They don't want to see no stinking punts, Randy.
They're up 36-18. The punter has to be the loneliest guy on the team. He just sits over here on the bench and watches. Fourth down and 13 from their own 31-yard line. Back to pass. Amthor now scrambles, got away from one tackler, turns it upfield. Now he's going to throw the ball. Pass is going to be intercepted at the 30-yard line, getting the interception there for the Rockport Blue.
No. Rockport's got it. Taden Cook caught
it. I thought it came up with one of the Mound City players.
No, Taden, there's a flag in the offensive backfield. Taden Cook caught it.
I beg your pardon. I thought for all the world a Mound City player caught that football.
Maybe he should have.
But somehow
got through to Cook.
Taden Cook came up with that. The flag is going to negate all that anyway. The penalty is going to be going against the Rockport Blue Jays. There were two defenders there, and they had Taden Cook sandwiched in between them, and somehow he came up with the football.
No mistake there. It didn't count.
Okay. Now we're waiting to see what the penalty is going to be here.
Oh, man. We're going to mark it from the 30. What did he call?
Looked like a...
I missed it.
A holding call, apparently. I don't know. Now they're going to punt the ball. They're lining up as if to punt the ball.
You need to move the down marker, fellas.
Well, they're going to mark... Yeah, that fourth down marker still clear up here at the 30-yard line.
Now they're going. All right. That's a 15-yarder, whatever it was. Something happened in the offensive backfield.
Maybe personal foul.
He must have been.
Went to his wrist as if like a hold, but... Yeah, here it is. There's a signal, a personal foul.
Okay.
All right, 15-yard penalty puts the football back. Maybe now we're going to see a punt. It's going to be fourth down and just over a quarter of a mile.
It's Cook, the punter.
Yeah, so we may actually see a punt. He's going to stand near his own 3-yard line to wait for the snaps from center. Fourth down and 29 yards to go. Waiting for the long snapper to get the ball back there to Cook and see if he can kick it away. Who we got back deep?
Durr.
The deep man. This is going to be a short kick. Went up into the air. It's going to land very short at the 30-yard line and then be touched down. That was a very, very short kick. Only about, 15, 20 yards?
Didn't get back to the original line of scrimmage.
It was 4th and 29. He only kicked it about 20. So it's going to be Mount City's football. They'll begin this drive 1st and 10 at the 31-yard line of the Rockport Blue Jays. They're trailing 36-8 with 5 minutes 42 seconds to play in this football game. Shout out to our buddy Ken Eaton. We know he's listening in because he was with us for the halftime show when we talked to Corey. Ken, glad to have you with us tonight, tuned in for football.
And so far we've seen Prent make no mistakes on the coaching tonight.
Did a good job. First down and 10 at the 31-yard line for the Mound City Panthers. There's the turn, the handoff goes to... Creighton Ralph, and Ralph fights his way forward inside the 30.
Off the bottom of that pile this time for the Blue Jays out there, I believe, is on the wrong side. Excuse me here. We're going to get up off there. That time it's going to be Jackson among the tacklers for the Blue Jays.
At the 28-yard line is where they mark it. Second down, 7 yards to go. Or Rockport. Henry Smith is your quarterback. He's just a sophomore, John, and been a pretty good job running this offense for the Mound City Panthers.
Uh-huh.
He's won 6 football games with them this year.
He got thrown into it last year because of injuries. That's helping in this year.
Second down and 7. Smith takes a snap, turns, gives off to Ralph. Ralph's going to be wrapped up and dropped. Mound City has just struggled to get their offense on track here. These big defensive ends and defensive tackles for Rockport are able to penetrate and get in that backfield and really make life miserable for the running backs from Mount City.
Quentin Jackson gets the stop again for Rockport.
Loss on the play, puts the football back just inside the 30-yard line now, inside the left hash mark. So it'll be third down and long 8, almost 9 yards to go. Third and long for the Panthers. They come over the football. Double tight end set as per usual. Fake the handoff, keeping the football. I believe it was the quarterback, Henry Smith, and he goes nowhere. Stopped right at the line. Maybe lost a yard, actually back outside the 30-yard line to near the 31. It'll be fourth down and 10 now for Mound City.
McEnany gets a stop that time for the Blue Jays.
Clock winding down, 3:59 to go. Be sure and stay with us for our postgame show. We'll give you a rundown of the scoring and how it went. Talk a little bit about upcoming broadcasts you'll be hearing here on Sunny. All part of our postgame wrap-up tonight at the conclusion of this one. Fourth down and 10, line of scrimmage at the 31-yard line of Rockport on fourth and long. Smith has the snap, fakes the handoff, rolls right, dumps it over the middle. Pass is going to be complete on the right side to Grady Knapp. Knapp running down the right sideline. Did he get there, John?
I think he was just a little short.
Knapp is shaken up as he's on the sideline after that tackle. He's injured over there. Looks like they got him maybe a yard or so short. That was a nice job running, but he got taken out of bounds, and they're calling for the trainers to come across to check on him. Grady Knapp, just a sophomore, playing on the end on the right side, and he's still down on the sideline. 3:31 to go in the ballgame with the injured player. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're enjoying Missouri 8-Man High School football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When your ride needs a little TLC, head to Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop car shop in Auburn, Nebraska. From tires and brakes to alignments and full repairs, our AFC-certified mechanics have you covered with expert care and hometown service. Whether it's an oil change or something more, call Mike today at 402-274-4947 to schedule your appointment. Or swing by 2314 J Street and we'll get you back on the road in no time. Auburn Auto Center, 402-274-4947.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Now we still have time out on the field for the injured player, Grady Knapp, across the way. John, next Friday night, you're doing your trick-or-treating with the Mound City Panthers. I would assume that'll be a 7 o'clock kickoff, won't it?
I would imagine so. Probably playing North Andrew. They're not very far away, so we'll be down at Siglinski Field for the home game for the Panthers next Friday night.
You'll be doing your trick-or-treating in Mound City. Meanwhile, I'll be on the road with the long road trip all the way to Crofton, Nebraska, just south, about 10 miles south of Yankton, South Dakota. The Johnson-Brock Eagles are headed that way. They are 7-2 on the year. Boy, they got a big win last night over North Platte St. Pat's in a game we covered in Johnson. I believe they're trying to help the player to his feet over here. No, he's still being tended to by the trainers. We had a round of applause. That's usually what occurs when they get up and walk away.
He was sitting up, though, a few moments ago.
Now they're going to bring the chains out and take a measurement and see just how close, if he got it or not. And you know what? I think he's got a first down. Yep, he got it by about half the length of the football. 36-8 is our score. All of this happening with 3 minutes and 31 seconds left to play in the football game here at Rockport. They're still tending to Grady Knapp, the injured football player over on the sideline. The trainers are there. He sat up for a moment, then they asked him to lay back down. It looks like they're looking at a lower extremity. Now he's being helped to his feet, and it's either probably an ankle injury just from the way they're treating him here and helping him walk across. And he is back up on his feet. That's good news. We certainly hope that young man is all right.
He's walking pretty good now.
All right. Henry Smith brings him to the line of scrimmage on first down and 10. Smith turns, gives the ball to Ralph. Ralph runs outside to the left. He had a little bit of running room, but again, 11 on 11. Brock Holmes is over there to lead the stop.
And Holmes runs right over after he throws him down, runs over, extends his hand, and helps him up.
We've seen a lot of great sportsmanship here tonight. These two teams... I haven't seen any excuses or any examples of anything but good sportsmanship. They've been reaching down, helping their opponent back to their feet after every tackle, and that's good to see. These kids are all neighbors. They know each other. They've played each other back and forth just up and down the interstate, I-29 here. Mound City comes over the football, facing second down and 11. Henry Smith steps under center to take the snap. He's going to roll right, throws the pass out to Ralph to the right side. Ralph tries to turn it upfield, broke a tackle, did a good job, got about 3 or 4 yards before being thrown back. He's going to get down as far as the 16-yard line is where they're going to mark his forward progress.
Gain about 6 on the play, and again, right there to knock him down is going to be Brock Holmes.
Third down and 5 to go for the Panthers. The line of scrimmage is at the 16-yard line. The football is spotted on the right side hash mark. They're moving right to left, north to south. Clock is down to 2:05 and running. 36-8. Rockport in command here. Mound City would like to put another touchdown on the board. on third down and five. Henry Smith has the snap. Henry is back to pass, dumps it over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. It's caught near the goal line, and in for the touchdown is Durr. I don't see any flags, and that's going to be a 16-yard touchdown pass complete to Durr.
Nice play all the way around there for the Panthers. 171 yards in the air now, and it's 36-14, pending the two-point try.
Score coming with a minute and 46 seconds left to play here in the fourth quarter. They'll line up and go for the extra point, the two-point conversion here. How many plays?
Seven plays to go 31 yards. I'm sure Coach Stanford's loving that.
Yep.
Playing that keep-away game.
Here we go. The try for the two-point conversion. They'll go for two. Split backs in the backfield. Smith has the snap. He wants to throw. Dumps it out there, and the pass is intercepted at the goal line. Conversion attempt fails, and their score now stands at 36-14 with 1:46 to go in the ballgame. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Frontier Bank is here to help you manage the financial side of your life. Through the investments we offer, we use local deposits to reinvest in the form of loans to local families, farms, and small businesses. One of our basic purposes is to combine the resources in our community to stimulate the local economy. When you invest with us, you're investing in your community. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. Online at frontier.bank.
Sunny 101.3.
Time for another scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. That scoring drive for the Mound City Panthers took seven plays to cover 31 yards, capped off with a 16-yard pass from Henry Smith to Liam Durr. The conversion attempt failed, and the score moves to 36-14 with a minute 46 left to play in the ballgame. Now the Mound City Panthers ready to kick it away here. Who we got back deep?
Nobody.
They're lining up for an onside, obviously. And here's the onside kick. Everybody chasing after it, and it's going to be falling on across the way for Rockford. Let's see who got on that. Number two, that's going to be Logan Ellis. Ellis covers it up, and the Blue Jays just need to run the clock out here now and pick up win number nine on the season. They came in here 8-0, trying to remain undefeated. Only a minute 46 left to play in this one, and it's 36-14. Rockford on top. Here come the Blue Jays over the football. I think that's still Amthor in there at quarterback. Amthor in that little pistol set with Holmes set behind him, takes a snap, gives to Holmes. Holmes runs forward. That time a nice solid tackle wrapping up there for Mound City by Liam Durr.
Liam did a nice job. Freshman, just a lot of young players for both these teams, Randy.
Be a gain on the carry of about 3 yards. It'll bring up second down. Well, they're going to give him four on the carry. Second down and six to go. New line of scrimmage at the 32-yard line. Clock down to 1:24 and running. I think this is still the first team offense in there for Rockport. We don't see any clean jerseys. They still have Weston Amthor. They're just going to let him go ahead and finish out the ball game. Second down and six. Holmes fumbled the ball for a minute, bobbled it, now picked it up, spun out of the arms of one tackler, and finally is taken down, hanging on to him around the ankles down there. Scott Manley just didn't want to let go.
Did a good job holding on to him.
Under a minute to play. Again, we invite you to stay tuned for our post-game show as we'll wrap it up here tonight from Rockport. Just down to 49 seconds and running. It's third down and four. If the Blue Jays time this right, they could just run this play and then stick around. Let's see what they do. On third down and four from their own 34-yard line. Holmes picking up some more yardage, bounced off of a tackler, now trying to get away. Two of them got away again down the left sideline. He'll have first down yardage. Finally is going to be dragged down across midfield down near the Mound City 36-yard line. How many yards do you have for that young man?
I'll have to count them up here.
It's a bunch.
Definitely 10 there.
Yep. Another 10 right there.
Ivy got the tackle again.
Yeah, football is at the 36-yard line now, first and 10. There's 27 seconds left to play here. All they need to do is come up and take a knee, and this one's over. Clock is running. 36-14, Rockport will pick up their ninth win of the season and remain undefeated. there's the snap. No, they're going to give it off and let him run with the football. Holmes to the right side, picking up yardage, took it down to the 30-yard line. That was a bit of a surprising call there, but that will do it for your football game tonight here at Rockport. The final score, the Rockport Blue Jays 36 and the Mount City Panthers 14. We'll take a two-minute timeout here. Be back with the post-game scoring wrap. After this two-minute break, you're enjoying high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holman at Holman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com. Airstream Heating and Cooling, plumbing,
Samantha
and sewer
Merz,
cleaning at your service,
company.
Bringing comfort from our home to yours, with offices
Sam
in two locations, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. Services are offered at residential and commercial levels. Co-owners have 40-plus years of experience, and their crew includes licensed journeymen and master journeymen. Available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Airstream Heating and Cooling in Fall City, 402-245-5083. In Auburn, 402-414-7083. The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
You are the reason we are here. Community Medical Center Fall City, Nebraska is more than just a hospital. We are a trusted partner of highly trained professionals providing health care for your entire family. Offering a full range of clinic and hospital services, CMC has the latest diagnostic and treatment options, helping you live a healthier life. Serving others, caring with compassion, making a difference. That's our mission, and that's our commitment at Community Medical Center Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back to Rockport for our post-game show being presented by Mead Lumber. Mead Lumber is your hometown building partner, building more than projects, building community. Mead Lumber, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast of high school football. Well, the Rockport Blue Jays improved their record to 9-0. They remain undefeated, ranked number one here in Missouri, by posting a 36-14 win tonight over the Mound City Panthers. Recapping the scoring here, Brock Holmes had a pair of first-half, second-quarter touchdowns, and at the end of at 7:02 to play in the second quarter, Rockport had opened up a 22-0 lead. With 1:28 to go in the first half, Weston Amthor completed a pass from 35 yards to Jack Meyercourt. That capped a 7-play, 61-yard drive, and our halftime score stood at 30-0. Mount City came battling back with 4:34 to play in the third period. A 17-yard pass from Henry Smith to Grady Knapp. That capped a 16-play, 57-yard drive. The pass to Liam Durer was good for the 2-point conversion, and Mount City was on the board. It was 30-8. Then with just 13 seconds to go in the third quarter, Brock Holmes with his third rushing touchdown of the night. This one from 2 yards out that capped a 4-play, 56-yard drive. When the conversion failed, the Rockport Blue Jays were up 36-8. Then with just 1:46 left to play in the football game, Henry Smith completed a 16-yard touchdown pass to Liam Durr. Capped a 7-play, 31-yard drive. Conversion failed, and the score stood at 36-14. That's where we ended it up tonight, 36-14, Rockport with the win. With the win, the Blue Jays, as we said, go to 9-0 on the year, and the Mound City Panthers fall to 6-3. John, you've been doing some math over there. Do you have some post-game stats to share with us?
I got a few. Brock Holmes, 33 carries, 235 yards, and 3 touchdowns for the Rockport Junior. We had Henry Smith, 11 out of 15 passing for Mound City, 171 yards, 1 interception, 1 touchdown. So Holmes had a big night. Mound City threw the ball more than, you know, you would expect, I guess. Played a big game of keep away, did a great job in that third quarter. That's the second closest game Rockport has had this year. Opening night, they beat Worth County by 8
So Rockport gives a good account in their season, and Mount City plays them tough, getting ready to go to the playoffs next week. Rockport gets the week off. They get the bye. Mount City will be at home next Friday night.
Rock Holmes with his 235 yards tonight now has a season total 1,753. We have a potential 2,000-yard rusher on our hands here, John.
Oh, yeah.
Great stuff.
Good player.
So, next week you'll be in Mound City trick-or-treating on Halloween, Friday night, probably a 7 o'clock kickoff with the Mound City Panthers in the playoffs. I'll be on the road traveling to Crofton, Nebraska with the Johnson Brock Eagles on the Nebraska side, 8-man playoff. That's going to be a 5 o'clock kickoff, by the way, up at Crofton, our pregame show at 4:40. So, we invite our listeners, both on the Missouri side and the Nebraska side, to join us for high school football coming up again next Friday night. Tomorrow morning, we'll have Cornhusker football on KTNC. Pregame show beginning at 9 o'clock. We'll join the Husker Sports Network. Kickoff is set for 11 o'clock. We hope you'll join us for that. Hall of Fame game tomorrow afternoon, Peru State College. That's a 1 o'clock kickoff for the Bobcats. I'm going to make my way over and enjoy a little NAIA football. That'll be a lot of fun. And all in all, John, just a fun time of the year.
It is a great time. Chiefs play Monday night on Sunny 101.3. And don't forget, Panther and Blue Jay fans, your girls' volleyball team play tomorrow, 1 o'clock, down at Mound City for the tournament district championship, number 1 versus number 2 in the seeding.
All right, John. Well, a pleasure to work with you this evening. We don't get together as much as we used to on this thing with the geographics separating us here. I take the games off to the northwest geographically, but great to work with you tonight, my friend, and happy to be back in the booth tonight.
A lot of fun.
That's about going to wrap it up for tonight's live coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3. For Jeff Nichols, our producer-engineer, and John Nixon here in the booth, I'm Randy Gatula. We leave you with the final score tonight, the Rockport Blue Jays 36 and the Mound City Panthers 14. Good evening, everyone. Thanks for listening to high school football on Sunny 101.3 and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation.